Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. Chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Welcome to Bonnie Albers on Air. It's Friday. We're about to have some Friday fun here. And let's see. We're supposed to have Peg with angel cards and Amy with mermaid cards today. So we are... There we go. Love that there. Okay, anyway. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're at here. I'm pretty sure I've got Peg. I'm going to check and make sure here. Let's see. Peg, is that you this morning? Or this
yes,
afternoon?
It is. Hello. Good afternoon.
Already.
Kelly.
All righty. Sounds good. Well, I don't see Amy on the board yet. I'm hoping she's going to show up. We've got a few announcements and whatnot to make. The usual. Here's what we're going to be doing coming up for the next week is going to be, as far as I know, it's going to be Bonnie and Susan on Monday and Tuesday, Ron and myself on Wednesday. I believe next Thursday is the second Thursday of the month, so we are actually going to have Laura Perrette on again. It's like, yay, she is going to come on with us once a month. So anybody who's got healing issues, that kind of stuff, she does amazing stuff there. And I'll just check on in. It's like, again, if you haven't heard her, it's like, go back and check in our archives. She's been with us. She's been on with us a couple times. Once, I believe, it was on January 30th, and the other time was on, like, March 13th. So, because we're very fortunate to have her on because she's a really busy lady and starting to get the message out there. But she's got a thing called the Daily Dose of Love, and it's like if you go to www.lauraperrette.com, it's channeled information, and it's for light workers. Who are, I'll say, getting a bit weary in the trenches and whatnot, and it's really, you know, kind of like inspirational. It's helps us, you know, kind of get that extra boost in addition to morning coffee to getting going. And then I am not positive what we're doing next Friday. I know Bonnie said we're changing some things up, so we're working that out at the moment. And as soon as I know what's going on next Friday, I'll let everybody else know, and we'll get a show posted there. So, anyway, But for today, it's like, how are you doing today, Peg?
I'm doing good. It's been a full day
awesome,
already.
Awesome. Wow. Yeah. I see Amy's in chat, so I'm just going to ask her, what is her number? Amy, it's like, you're in chat. Let's see, what's my line? Okay, what's your number? Because I can't find her. we do have quite a few here this morning, and it's like, you know, don't fear, don't fret. It's like, at this point, we will get everybody in for readings today. So, you know, hang in there, hang on. Okay, oops, and she just sent me a message there. Okay. Uh-oh. Apparently, Amy didn't know about today. Okay, well, I'm going to hope that she'll be able to call in. But anyway, it might be you and I, Peg. It's like, okay.
Hey.
This was a surprise. If Amy can join us, it's like, yay, I hope she does. We'll see what happens anyway. All righty. Well, anyway, like I said, we're Peg, it's like I'll quit hogging the spotlight here and why don't you tell people how, you know, what a little bit about what you do and how you do it and how people can get a hold of you for private readings.
Okay, I'm Peg Jones and I'm an angelic life coach. I help people basically connect with their angels and to let them know that it's okay to do that. A lot of the people that I've been working with lately have had a few signs that maybe they're around, but they're not sure, so I just kind of help them with understanding that. And I also am a certified angel card reader. And I don't use just angel cards. I kind of do both my intuition and cards. I teach classes about the angels, and I also am a basic practitioner of the Akashic Records and a Reiki 2 practitioner. Despite those labels, I guess my real passion is just to help others to connect with their angels. And I had a book published in July of 2013, Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year. And this is a book about daily angel messages, and there's a message for each day, and there's also a journal exercise to help you keep in tune with the angels. The messages that I have heard from others, that they're quite synchronistic, that they seem to find the message that they needed to hear that day. But I also have been a teacher for many years in special needs and preschool, and also worked in early intervention and voc rehab. So I'm beginning a little bit more to kind of think about doing more in the community, and I've been participating in a writing vocal expression activity with a group of adults with disabilities, and that's been a lot of fun. So I kind of do a lot of different things.
Cool. All righty.
Yeah.
That's I was like, man, you're busy person, and you've got you've also got a geographical move coming up here pretty soon, don't you? Or is that for sure? Or is that still working on?
Yep, that's
working. So you're
going to
be putting everything in boxes and moving down the road.
Oh, my
wow.
God. Yeah, at first I do stuff I don't want. And that's going to be
right.
A lot. And then we're just moving a couple miles down. Hopefully everything will go well. I hope to begin the process next week. So that will be exciting.
Yeah, for sure. Alrighty.
My own.
Well.
Program.
Oh, go ahead. Right. Are you still kind of on hiatus? Because I know you've got a blog show.
I may try once or twice, like for half hour this month, and at least I'm gonna try. I haven't decided exactly which days, and then I'm hoping in May I can do more interviews and have a show too. But I'm kind of playing it by ear right now. So
right.
Okay. I'm hoping to.
Okay. All righty. Well, let's get it going here. I'm gonna hope that maybe Amy will join us. I'm not sure. We had the other house phone go off there, and either my daughter at home fielded that call. So I don't know. I know Amy apparently did not know about today's show. So whether she is in a position where she can join us, I'm not sure. So it might be you and me. It's like I'm
okay.
Kind of coaxed to chat to see if they would call in and take a shot at doing some reading too. But it's like she's like, oh, I haven't had my Reiki 1 and 2 yet. So it's like, congratulations, though, that she's going to be getting Reiki 1 and 2. That's going to be really awesome. So how about if you and I do readings, and if people, you know, and I'll just do birth card readings, whatever. But I'm going to have you go first if you would like, and then if people want to do their I'll put it this way, guys. For today, it's like we can still do a double dip moment. You can have Peg do an angelical reading. And then what I need for reading is just the month and day of your birth. And then if you want something specific to what's going on this year, your current age. So just kind of bear that in mind as we're listening along. And let's get going on our queue because, like I said, we've got to. Oh, and the other thing I'm going to say, people, is Blog Talk is still having these fun moments. If you're in chat and you get kicked out, please log back in, because right now, apparently, you know, we as hosts and, you know, chat hosts, we don't have any control at all. It's like Blog seems to be just like it'll just randomly kick people out of chat, you know, and it doesn't seem to. Sometimes it kicks out Google Chrome users, sometimes it kicks out Internet Explorer users, and sometimes it kicks out Firefox users. We haven't found a consistency yet, although we have been in chat rooms where, you know, if there's a bunch of people that, you know, randomly drop and there's like, you know, there's other people left, we started, you know, going, okay, what do you want? What are you using? And it's like one time it would be it kicked out all the Google Chrome users, and the next time it would be it kicked out all the Firefox users. And so it's just, it's like I say, it's kind of random, so we don't know who gets kicked out and why. If it kicks you out, please just log back in. We apologize because, you know, there's nothing we can do about it right now. We keep reporting it to Blog Talk, and they keep telling us that they're working on it and they're going to fix it. But it's been ongoing for about 3 weeks now, as far as we can tell. So we're just hoping that they can get that, you know, resolved before months and months of this go on, and people get frustrated. But anyway, and it's the same with Chat Guy, or the same with the queue on the switchboard. We've had people just, you know, it just randomly drops people off the switchboard. It's like what I'm trying to do right now is just kind of jot down very code numbers. And if you get dropped, I will try to put you, you know, I just call back in. I will try to put you back in the same spot in the queue that you were. So, you know, no worries there. We're just kind of juggling with this a little bit. How this is going to work. But, yeah, so if it kicks you out of chat, log back in. If it drops your call, just call back in. But, you know, it's it'll be a fun time. Yeah, yippee and wait. So, anyway. All righty. Well, let's start here with our very first person, area code 256. Area code 256, you are on live with Peg and KC this morning or afternoon or wherever you're at.
Hi, it's morning. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and my name is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
All righty. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Doing good. Doing good.
Doing good.
How can I help you? How can we help you?
I just, you know, want to know what's going on for the year, the next 3 months, however, you know.
Okay, well, I'll pick a few cards and see what we can come up with, okay? Hold on.
Okay. Okay.
Let's see. I think I'll just pick three cards and see what they have to say. I'll pick a card for now and maybe two cards for maybe your future.
Okay.
Let's see how that works. I've never really done it that way, actually.
You know, I was going to say, you know what? I'll tell you what. And while,
no,
while
and the angels
in that
really,
moment,
the angels don't really give future, but like maybe the tarot does. You know, I think the tarot is more into doing that. But what I do is, you know, I I give information about things that you might want to look out for, you know. And
Okay.
So let's see what we can come up with.
Kimberly, can just for real quick while we got a moment here, it's like, can you tell me what your month and day is, and that way I can be looking up some stuff too while
yeah,
it takes
November,
you.
Yeah, November 5th.
Okay.
November 5th. Okay.
Kimberly. The first card I got was acceptance, and that's kind of I think a lot of that has to do for yourself personally accepting. Where you're at, maybe on. Are you looking basically for like spiritual confirmation, or
yes.
kind of where
yes.
you're at on your spiritual path?
Yes.
So it's kind of like you know, just accepting. You know, I mean, sometimes we all want it tomorrow, or today, or yesterday, and. You know, the angels are kind of asking you to just kind of accept where you are at this time, you know, to maybe check some things that you might be really interested in, and, you know, to maybe do some research and to maybe, but also maybe to take some classes if you feel you're, when you... if you feel that that's something you'd like to do. But just accepting that, you know, you are on this path now, and it will, you know, basically, you know, it can get, you know, it will improve, you know, with time. And sometimes we have to remember that the universe works with us on their time clock and not our time clock. And so this second card is kind of talks about that too, self-reflection, taking time, you know, to figuring out exactly what is it is that you want to do, you know, to listen to your inner guidance as far as if there's any thing that really speaks to you in any way, you know, to maybe really look into it. And also in dealing with the gifts that you may have now and working with them and strengthening them too. They say that you have a pretty good ear for hearing and for understanding you know, where you're at and everything. So they just kind of asked you to just kind of take that time, you know, to kind of review and, you know, see where you want to go next. And I just talked about this, the third card was patience. And patience is, you know, patience with where we're going. You know, sometimes there might be a few rocks in the way, or, you know, and they just, you know, they just say that, you know, that sometimes we take six steps ahead and we might go back two steps. So maybe there was something that we needed to learn and to go over. And, you know, they say to just enjoy it, even though that may seem hard sometimes, but to know that, you know, you are going in the right direction, and that you can contact the angels at any time to speak with them and to ask for assistance or guidance. So I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty, and let's see here. I've got some little bit of info for you here. One of the things I didn't quite catch was your current age.
43.
43.
Time
flies. You don't sound that old, so okay.
Nope, I don't look it either.
That's awesome. That is really awesome. Okay, as you are a two of diamonds, and you've got a six of diamonds plus an eight of heart, or ace of hearts, there we go, as your planetary rulers, because you're Scorpio, and Scorpio has two. You've already passed the Mercury time and the Venus time of your year. The Mars time, which is where you're at, started February 18th. Your Jupiter time is about to start. It's like, because each of the it's mathematically formulated, and it's like, whatever. Anyway, so each planet has like 52 days worth of influence in this particular system. So you're almost done with the 52 days of Mars. You're coming into Jupiter, which is the blessed time of year, and that's going to start April 11th. Then you've got Saturn is going to start for you June 2nd. The Uranian time frame will start July 24th, and Neptune will start September 14th, and it'll go through clear to your birthday, and then it all starts over again. So where are you at this year? It's kind of a fact-finding year for you this year. You've got a six of clubs in your long range. So this makes a lot of sense, and it goes right along with what Peg was saying with your spiritual development, that kind of stuff. This is a year where you're really finding and defining what you kind of like what I want to be when I grow up. It's like what I'm going to do for the rest of my life type of thing. And at 43, you are coming into two very powerful years. The next couple years, your 44th year is called your pre-birth year. Your 45th year is called your rebirth year. And the rebirth year is where the 44th year, the pre-birth, is like that's likened to the time, when you were in utero with your mom and whatever before you came into this earthly plane. And the 45th year is where you actually, stepped on, and the cards are the same. It's like in this 45th year. The only difference is you've had 45 years worth of knowledge on this planet and learning how to do stuff, and it's kind of like you take stuff up an octave and you really set the tone again. It's in the mundane world, it's called the midlife crisis, and people go, wow, you changed so much. I don't know who you are anymore. I don't know what you're doing, da da da. So you're coming up with these like the next couple 3 years with some really exciting changes. Like I say, this year, it's really about studying. It's about learning about things. Your communications. And the sixes are kind of like one of those places where, sometimes you're kind of at where you're at. It's like, in terms of things just kind of, sail along. It's like nothing really changes a whole lot. But on the other hand, it's like while things are not changing on the surface, it's kind of like the ocean currents. It's like there's things going on under the surface. And that's kind of where you're at with your spiritual study. So you really are, you're doing a lot of work underneath the surface where it's really, not a lot can be seen. I hope that makes sense. Okay, in your Mars time, you've got the card of Wanderer. It's a really restless card. It's a five of spades. And you've got the four of clubs, which is really getting solid with your communications and your scholarly things. It's the closer or the scholars to the deck. So, that's kind of been happening for you in this Mars time frame, and it's dealing with men. In Jupiter, what you've got coming up next is a nine of diamonds and a king of hearts. So the diamonds always speak to us about, our finances and our values. The hearts is about relationships. The nine is, a door somewhere is going to be closing, but another door is going to be opening. And it's like you're going to be mastering your relationships. And because the nine is in a Jupiter time frame, it's not going to be nearly as, I'll say, traumatic as it could otherwise be in one of the other planetary signs. It might be a little bumpy, but it's like, it'll be okay. It's either your values are changing, and it's like, that isn't something, something old is going away and something new is coming in. Or it could be something with your finances, where it's like, one type of employment is, might be ending and another type is beginning. And then right into Saturn, you've got a nine of clubs and a six of spades. Another one of the infamous of sixes. They're the cards of karma. And that is the card of karma because the spades are like the highest suit in the deck. So you've got, the nine coming in there and going, it's some kind of closure with either, with communications or with how you communicate a job. It's like there's some kind of closure there happening. And under Saturn, it might be a little karmic. It might be a balancing of the scales. And the same with that, where you've got the six of spades as a karma card in Saturn, which is like, the karmic time. It's like there's going to be things happening, but it'll be balancing. It's like whether it appears negative or positive is kind of how you choose to see it. You know, you can see the cup half empty or half full, you know, that old one. So just, you know, just bear that in mind, and it's like keep it on the upside, and it'll go a lot better. The Uranian time frame, you've got a seven of diamonds, you've got a queen of spades. The seven talks about having faith. You know, have a little faith, and the finances, you know, are gonna be there. It's going to be in an unexpected way because Uranian is unexpected. With that queen of spades, that is about self-mastery. And you've got the queen of spades also repeated in the Neptune time. So for the last 104 days before your birthday, you've got these two, you know, powerful queens, the royal court there, and it really is going to be mastering yourself and, you know, really, I don't want to say, you know, like learning about yourself, but it's like it's going to kind of be in some way reforming yourself, which goes right along with that. The other yearly cards, you have a pool card. A great poker hand, you've got a queen of diamonds, and your result card, you've got a queen of clubs. So the challenge you set before yourself was self-mastering your finances this year, and then the result is you are going to do that, and it's through your studies, it's through your communications. So this makes, you know, like I say, this makes a lot of sense with what Peg was saying too. The environmental card, the blessed card, you've got a lot of power this year. You've got this eight of spades, which is like the power card. You've really got the ability to make things happen. The only caveat with it is just be careful. You know, you don't steamroll over things in your way. It's like, you know, if there's box kittens on the highway, stop and move them off before you go on, you know, that kind of thing. It's like just be cautious be cautious not to overrun things, okay?
And then
this placement card is an ace of hearts. So it's kind of like, possibly on the dating scene, not sure, you know, where you're at with the relationship. Maybe looking for a new love, and if it's not a new love as a person, it can be a new love of something that you're studying. So, you know, lots of different kind of things that we love, you know, come into our sphere and our beings in this year. So anyway, hope that helps or makes sense.
Yes, it did. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling in, and call in again, and we'll talk to you another time.
All right, I will. Thank you.
All right. You missed it. Have an awesome day.
You too.
All right. And our next caller here, and like I said, I made the announcement for earlier, and we've had some people join us. So, guys in the chat room, if it kicks you out, please log back in because we're still having, you know, those lovely blog issues. And we have no control over what's happening in the chat room. So it's like sometimes if you're on Firefox, sometimes it kicks out Firefox, Google. Sometimes it kicks out your next floor people. So we don't know. It's kind of like that Russian roulette moment. So if it kicks you out, just please log again. We apologize for blog. We can't do much, you know, except report it. And that's, you know, if you get kicked out, please, you know, when you log back in, say, hey, I was kicked out, you know, so at least we know who it was. And who got kicked out, and all that wonderful stuff. And for you guys who are calling in on the queue, same thing. It's like if it drops you, please, you know, just call back in. And like I say, I kind of got our queue kind of lined up here, so I know what numbers are in place here. So if it drops you for some weird reason, call back in, and we'll just, you know, shuffle you back in the queue where you're at. So no worries. All righty, our next person here is area code 216. 216, you're on with us.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine, and how are you?
Good, and what's your name?
Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. And how can we help you?
Well, I want to see what you see coming up for me with my, I'm looking for employment.
Okay.
Like, look out, yeah, see if you can see a time frame. I've got a couple things in the works, like things are brewing. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Do you have an interview set up?
Yeah, I have one Monday, and I have a phone interview today at 4 o'clock.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so I really have two, and I'm waiting on an answer for someone, but I don't think I'm going to get that one because I didn't hear back this week. But just see what
okay.
you see.
That's so
I'm
rude.
I'm sending resumes.
When they don't get back to you.
Pardon me?
I think it's rude when they don't get back to you. It didn't used to be like that. They would at least get back to you one way or another. But I have kind of been in the career business myself as a voc rehab, so I've helped people to get jobs in the past. Mm-hmm. And, I feel like that's something they still need to do. But I guess they feel they don't have to.
I know.
But because there's so many looking for jobs, which I think is a lame excuse too, but that's what they say.
That's life, you know.
You know?
I've learned to just accept things the way they are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Well, first off, I do have a really good feeling about both. You know, I feel like they can both be possibilities for you. You have a really good speaking voice from what I can hear. So it's like, you know, just, you know, keep up the energy and in your speaking on the phone interview. And and just see what, you know, happens. You know, is this a job that has to do with speaking on the telephone also, like customer service or something?
Yeah, it does with clients, yes.
Yeah, okay. So that's what they're looking for. You know, I mean, I'm sure you know that. So that's what I'm hearing from the angels, you know, to keep that. And it sounds like it's something that might be a little bit different from what you've done before. And, you know, they say that it might be, you know, interesting for you and really kind of, you know, checking out what it's all about. And for Monday, I'm hearing that there's possibilities there, too, you know, that I'm hearing that you may really get along well with the person that interviews you. But I'm hearing that there may be another person there too. I don't know for a fact. You know, they say, you know, that when you're there, you know, for you to ask the questions too, you know, about, you know, about to help you to decide if you think you would like to work there. I think sometimes we go into interviews thinking that, you know, are worried that they're going to, you know, like us. But I think that we also need to be discerning too, and, you know, about whether or not we think we would like to be there. So it's not, you know, all on their side too, you know, to have, to feel you have choice in that.
I guess the bottom line is I want to see when I'm going to land one. How's that?
The angels don't really tell me, but what I'm hearing is within the next week or two that you will definitely hear a possibility, and Kelly may have something more on that. And the card that I haven't even used a card yet, but I did say earlier that I, you know, I use intuitive a lot too, kind of what the angels are saying. But the card that I hear is prayer. So pray. So, you know, it's almost like, you know, putting your intention on either both jobs or, you know, and see what happens, or after Monday when you've had your interview, you know, maybe pray for the one that you may prefer. You know, it's kind of up to you. And, you know, and I think prayer has a lot to do with intention and positive intention putting towards what it is that you want, you know, because sometimes if our negativity comes into play, then, you know, sometimes it just doesn't happen. I'm hearing that you're definitely, I say 2 weeks, but I'm hearing, you know, definitely by the third week in April that you're going to hear something and take it from there. So I hope that helps.
Okay.
And, Kelly, did you have anything you wanted to share?
Thank you, by the way. Thank you so much, Peg.
You're welcome.
Right. Yeah. Okay, Sharon. I just need to get your birth card really quick. And what I am gonna share is, as people know, it's like a lot of times, you know, on the programs, it's like we have very intuitive people that, you know, stop in and chat with us. And one of our chatters put forth out there as she was listening to your voice. She said she has an intuition that it feels like you're possibly going to land something by next week. So whatever's come up for you next week, you know, and
nice
a lot of it.
Her say whoever that was. Thank you, because I'm so stressed. It's like I'm not kidding you. My mind runs a million miles. I know this has been a very challenging 3 months. Tell her thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Of course she got that. It's like, Sky, did you get that? Okay, we'll type it in there too. Okay, thank you. Okay, well, what is your month of day here, Sharon?
My you want my birthday or you want my age?
Yeah.
48.
Okay.
And my birthday is September 1st, 1965.
Okay, September 1st, that's all I need is that September 1st. Okay. Oh, cool. All right. Well, I can tell you right away, you are a 10 of diamonds person, and you've got an 8 of spades. So just that alone, your birth card is called the blessed card. So it's like you have kind of a, you know, you come into this life with kind of a lot of protection. So it's like you're kind of used to having things go smoothly, you know, like and it will continue pretty much to go that way. Just make sure that when you put your intent forth, you know, it's like, and it's kind of like writing a letter to, you know, to the universe. If you're writing a letter to God, say, you know, that's when you go, thank you, God, that I'm, you know, picking up this job, blah. And part of it, and the 8 gives you a lot of power to also do that. With you, it's what I'm going to say is because you've got so much inherent power with that particular birth card, pretty much as you think things will happen, they pretty much do. And it's like, you know, that's, I think that's maybe possibly been a theme, you know, all your life. If you think something is going to happen a certain way, it kind of does. Is that kind of correct or not?
Yeah, that is right. And, you know, even challenges I've had in my life, I always end up standing right back on my feet. Does that make sense?
Exactly.
Even if it's the very last hour.
Yep, that's exactly what the blessed card is. So it's like, you know, you might get taken out of the knees by a wave, but you just, you know,
yes,
you do, you pop back exactly. Like a jack in the box. And that's
because
exactly,
I've had a lot of losses.
Because
I have had a lot of challenges in my life. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay. What I can tell you, too, is this particular year for your long-range card, you've got an ace of clubs. And somehow or other, that aces are always about beginnings. Clubs are about scholarships and communication. So,
okay.
You know, if somehow or other, you know, if you haven't, you know, if you're interested in, like, you know, if something comes by and you're interested in, like, you know, taking a weekend seminar class or you see an online class, something like that, this is a great year for you to kind of like, you know, study a little bit. It's like, you know, kind of add something to your resume, you know, that kind of thing. So this is, you know, and that's kind of like on your plate, on your mind, okay?
I think whatever job I get, there will be studying. It goes par with the course and the type of work I do. But go on.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. That makes a lot of sense then. That really does.
Yeah.
Okay. And what you've got, man, what you've got coming up, I don't see any bad cards here. And it's not that cards are bad. It's just that the even cards are more, are less challenging. And the odd number cards give you, you know, they give you some creativity, but they also give you what I call a little bit of weeble wobble. You know, it's like can give you some insecurities, that kind of stuff. You kind of passed through the Venus time, which was like a 3 of clubs. Okay, that was one of your maybe challenging things. You've got a 5 of diamonds, and that was in the Mars card. It was dealing with men, and it's like with that, it's like it indicated a change in your financial situation, a change, you know, your restlessness, restless with the job.
It did.
You know, either it was like, you know, a job ending, and it's like, you know, you're looking for another one, you know, something like that. So it's like, yeah, so that was, you know, your challenging one. But the rest of
that's
like
what
your
it happened
Jupiter
to.
Card, okay. Your Jupiter cards come in here. It's you've got the 8 of hearts and the 8 of spades. Those are two, you know, massive power cards together. It's like it's, you know, it's in relationships, but it's also in what you love. And that 8 of spades is in your work and your health and your career. So it's like, and that's in Jupiter, and it's like, boy, are you blessed this year. So, so you know, it's like, you know, kind of pick out the job that you want, and when you go in, I mean, there are. I'm sure you've, you know, had the tips and tricks for, you know, for interviewing. It's like, you know, you do stuff, you know, just subtle with your body language. You know, it's like you lean forward, you look the person in the eye. It's like, you know, you really, you know, put out there. It's like, you know, you think in your mind, it's like, I really, you know, would love to work here. This sounds like an awesome place. You know, you don't have to say this out loud, but it's like, you know, you think in your mind, and it's like you have that body attitude. One of the things that I actually studied in a college class years ago was the fact that out of our communications, they say that 65% of the way we communicate with people is nonverbal. So that's our body language. 27% is with our vocal, our tonalities, and only 8% is actually words, of which people forget about 7% of the actual words we say. So we really only communicate with about 1% of our spoken words. The rest is the vocal tones and our body language, which makes it harder when you're in a cyber age. So just remember, you know, dress nice, be really positive. You know, just have that, you know, exude calm and confidence. It's like, I'm the person for this job. You're going to love me. You know, that kind of stuff. It's like, you don't go in with a fear base. You go in with that confidence and just, you know, like you've always had. And it's like, you know, just like I say, pick the job that you're going to interview for, or, you know, whatever, and go for it. Because pretty much, you know, ask and you shall receive, you shall. Okay, if that makes
okay.
sense.
Okay. So. Yeah, it hasn't felt like that in the past 3 months. Oh, my God. Okay.
That's okay, though. It's been a little bit of a, you know, little bit bumpy. It's like, you know, and that's, but, you know, but you're going to come out of that. You're right. You know, you're going to come out of that. You're going to, you know, get off the knee knocking you have there, you know, whatever, and it's like, and you are, you're going to stand back up. You are going to have some time in the Uranian time frame. You've got a nine of hearts, you've got a four of spades. So there's going to be some kind of a conclusion with a relationship of some sort, you know, and you know, it can be a relationship with, you know, with a pet, you know, with a friend. It's not necessarily with, you know, with a husband or a spouse. It can be something happening with, you know, your parents, your siblings, you know, something like that. And a lot of times things like that can just be, you know, for some reason they're distancing, or they're somehow no longer, you know, if it's a friend, they're no longer really in your life. But it's like somehow a door is going to close in relationship area. But you've got this underlying four of spades. You're going to be really, whatever's going on with that, you're going to be really solid with your work, because you've got the four of spades as, you know, that work card in the Uranian and the Neptune time, which is like, you know, the 104 days before your birthday again. So, you know, you're going to get the job, you know, pretty much I'll say that you want, and it's like, and then you're going to go for it, and you're going to do awesome with it, okay?
Oh, hope God, that makes me so happy.
Focus on the happy, man. That's what I'm saying. Focus on the happy. Keep it good.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes, absolutely. It is. Because, yeah, I mean, I don't know, have you ever heard of the, you know, the book or the movie called The Secret? You know,
yeah.
Where it's like,
oh,
when you
yeah.
keep...
Yeah, I listen
okay.
to that when I do the Stairmaster.
Oh, there you go.
I listen to quotes of it.
I
listen
absolutely.
To bits, yeah. Because YouTube, they have it broken
cool.
down into sections. Oh, yeah, I've been really listening to that a lot lately. Yeah.
Excellent. Got a lot of really good advice there. Yeah, exactly.
I know. Okay. Anything else?
And you know, I was going to say, what's really cool here is, okay, well, now you did, okay, your Jupiter time frame actually started February 5th, okay, so that's, yeah, that's September 1st. You know, some of this that you've been feeling is that Saturn time frame. The Saturn actually started on March 29th, so it's like, you know, the challenge,
okay.
This is, you know, also your most challenging time of your year, but the Uranian time frame, you know, that's going to be over. The Uranus starts in like May 20th, so it's like, you know, get through April, you know, you'll come out smelling like a rose. Your Neptune starts on 7/11. There's a store on July 11th, so it's like finish up. So really, that, you know, you're going to be solid in your work. You know, I'll say by that May 20th time frame, it's like, you know, you're going to have something that you like.
So I'll be in a job. You're saying I gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And like I say, that
wow.
you know, the person Pat's thinking you're going to get something next week. So, and Peg's thinking a couple weeks. So it's like, it's coming soon, you know. But it's like, just, you know, just keep your thoughts happy, man. It's like, that's all I can say is keep your thoughts good.
Okay.
It happens
okay.
As you ask. Okay.
Okay.
I think when I said a couple weeks, I think I meant that you will, you know, everything will be worked out within a
I know,
couple weeks.
No, I know what you mean. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it takes a couple weeks to start. I know what you mean. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
All right. Well, good luck to you, and go get them.
Thank you so much. Listen, have a wonderful
call
day,
us back,
okay?
And let us know. Yes, you
thank
too.
You.
Yeah, call us back and let us know. Like those follow-ups, man. It's like hearing success stories. It's always good. All righty. On to 7 of swimming. Okay. We're having... We're having what I call the Firefox moment where it, okay, there it goes, chases itself, and 703, you're on with us. Who do we have? And I'm going to be smarter this time. I'm going to get your birth date right up front here, so while Peg is doing your reading, I can be looking up stuff.
Okay. My name is Jackie, and my birthday is April 12th.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Did you have a specific question for the angels?
Yes. I need to move within the next couple weeks, and I'm having trouble finding a place.
Okay. All right. That's funny. I just went through that, and I finally did get a place because we had been at one place for over 16 years, and we just decided we needed a change. And it's, you know, for me, in my experience, I have found that it's, you know, that everything will happen at the right time, you know, and putting that intention out there and then acting upon it. And it sounds like you have been looking and you have that intention out there. You know, it's almost like, you know, talking to everybody you possibly can talk to, you know, about possibilities, you know, people that may know people, looking, you know, on the internet and the papers. Do you have a specific area that you want to go to?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And, you know, it's, you might want to look a little bit outside the area, too, mm-hmm. And see what you can find. That's about all I have from the angels, from what they're telling me. But now they tell me to go look at a card, find some cards. So I'm going to go see what I can find out. And what they tell me, and just see what they say. So one thing I hear is trust, you know, and to really trust that the universe will help you with this process. If, you know, if for some reason it doesn't happen, then maybe, you know, maybe it's not quite the right time. Maybe there's something better coming for you. But the card that I got is expression. And that's, you know, that's all about speaking and talking and networking. So I'm hearing, you know, to really, you know, just keep your eyes open to speak to people, like I had said earlier, and maybe to look a bit outside the area to see what you can come up with. Maybe even asking people at work if they know of places to. But I really feel that it is in the cards for you, and it's almost like the universe is, you know, is helping you to really pinpoint by maybe possibly looking outside the area a little bit too. So I hope that helps a little bit for you. Great.
Alrighty, and what I've got for you, I do need your current age. It's like, how old are you, like, right now? I know your birthday is coming up here just in a few days, but how old are you right in this moment in time before your
33.
Birthday? 33. Okay, that helps me out there. Alrighty, and that makes a lot of sense. Okay, because for your, you are a nine of diamonds, and you've got this king of clubs as your planetary ruler. a little bit about the Nine of Diamonds people. One of the things, you know, you're really here to let go and kind of like complete a major chapter of evolution in your soul and personal development. It entails a lot of giving to other people, a willingness to release people and material things from your life, you know, when it comes around. There's always good sides and downsides to this. You know, the kind of downside, if you don't, you know, kind of listen to that inner voice, you know, it's like, and just let go of things or, you know, money, relationships, people, whatever, love, when it's time to release it, you know, kind of let that go, it can be a lot of disappointment in life, you know, remorse, okay? On the positive side, though, when you have learned how to just, you know, kind of accept that and go, you know, okay, this is the storm cloud, you know, here's the silver lining. It's like, you know, release it and you find the silver lining. On the positive side, philanthropic, generous, happy, productive, those are going to be the things that are going to, you know, come into your life. You've got the opportunity to experience firsthand heightened consciousness that really comes from living a universal life, because the card itself is called the universal values. It's the card of a giver. So really and truly, that's, you know, that's a lot of the stuff that you're experiencing, and you do have losses from time to time, you know, but you can do very well in business, especially if it involves selling or, you know, creative enterprises. You're really great at promoting things you believe in. You're a great talker, you're a great communicator. A lot of the people with this card can, you know, you can be a successful counselor, if not professionally, then at least with your friends and family, you know, you're the shoulder that they come to cry on. In keeping your values, I'll say, in proper perspective, because nine is not just, you know, you learn things with finances, but the deeper meaning is values. So you're really here exploring your values. So if you keep those values in, you know, proper perspective, it's like, you know, your spirituality first, you can probably attain affluence in your life. You know, you can have a pretty good bank account before all is said and done, okay? This particular year, where you're at, right now, you're in the Neptune time frame. It's, you know, like I say, the last 52 days before your birthday, and literally today is like 4-4. Oh, it is 4-4. Which reminds me, for anybody still listening there, in chat, yes, I know, it's like I wish I'd have thought of this earlier. This is what they call a special prayer day. Anytime that the month and day match, it's like, you know, January 1st, February 2nd, March 3rd, today we have April 4th. It's a great day to, like, you know, write your prayers out and really do some special focus. So it's like, it's kind of a Native American thing, but I discovered it does work. Anyway. Okay, so you've got this five of clubs going on right now. Fives are the restless energy with that club and with being in Neptune. Neptune is kind of sometimes the fantasy, the illusion, you know, the dreams or things that can happen. It's one of the stronger indicators of a journey, you know, so it's like, yeah, you're moving, all right. It does indicate that, you know, it's wherever you end up at, you know, it's going to be better. It's going to, you know, be more enjoyable, bring new friends, bring learning opportunities. It could bring opportunities to help others in some way that brings you contentment. And it may be difficult, you know, and this is part of what you'd be having. It may be difficult for you to focus your energies on any one thing. You might lose things by being too scattered, but it really is excellent, you know, for travel. And since you're looking at moving, it's like, this is, you know, this is a really good influence for moving places. So it's like, you know, this is good. What it does have, though, just give you a little bit forward look, because what, in the next 8 days, and you said in 2 weeks, okay. So your birthday's coming up, and the first thing that's going to actually happen in the Mercury time frame, you're going to have, you got a three of hearts and a three of clubs, which is, you're going to have a lot of creativity, but there can be worry and stress with that, whether it's with relationships, whether it's with communications, whether it's with, you know, schooling, whatever it's with. It's like, it's going to be a highly creative time. The nice thing is that mercurial time will pass, you know, and it's like the rest of your after your birthday is you have this Jack of Spades as your long range card. So the energy is really going to shift after your birthday. Okay. And usually I'll ask people, you know, call back in and see what, you know, the rest of your year is. But it does look like, you know, you're going to be juggling. You're in this moving mode. You're going to be juggling some things. So you might really have some choices about where you're, far from not being able to find some place. You might find yourself confronted with, you have an opportunity for two or three different places all of a sudden that come up, okay? So this is like, follow your heart, follow your intuition. You know, when you go into each place to look at it or, you know, whatever, it's, you know, kind of go, is this for my best and highest good? You know, is this where I'm really going to be, you know, able to accomplish what I need to accomplish, you know, for this year? So just kind of ask that, because you've got some good intuition of your own, okay? And it's like, make sure that the place you're moving to feels good for you, okay? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Boy, beyond that, is there anything else, you know, any other concerns? Just, you know, kind of like it's been hard to find it, but it's like there will be something coming up.
Okay. That's it.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you,
you know,
very
and
much.
You betcha. And I was going to say, don't give up on your search. It's like just look in places, you know, and again, this is one of those, write out what you want to find. Write out what you think, you know, is ideal. It's like, don't just, you know, take something, you know, in the desperation of the moment. Don't take it out of fear. Go, I am moving to a really cool place. And it's like, and go forward with that attitude, because it'll pop up. When you match your energy vibration with that place that's meant for you, it's like it'll show up. Okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, all righty. Well, call us back and let us know.
Okay,
good
thank
to hear
you.
From you today.
Good luck to you.
Thanks.
All righty.
Okay.
And
more?
Area code. Oh, yeah, we got more, but it's like, you know what, this is what I say, and it's like we started good, and it's like we've got about an hour left here, and we got three callers in queue, so I'm like, yes, we have, you know, we got time, so it's like everybody will get in, just, you know, hang in there, hang on, and it's like we will get to you. Area code 617. 617 is spinning around. There we go. Okay, and who have we got today?
Hey, this is Melissa. How are you?
Hey, Melissa, how are you doing?
Melissa.
I'm Peg's going to read your angel card first, but I'm going to get your month and day really quick so I can look up stuff while she's doing your angel cards.
Sure, 1:30.
Okay, 1:30. Sounds like a time. January. Okay, all right. Okay, she's all yours, Peg.
Okay, Melissa, you're from the Boston area, I take it.
Yes.
You're 7. Yep, I am too.
Oh, so you're from Boston.
I am. I'm
go
northern.
Red Sox.
Yep. Rah rah rah.
Okay.
So what kind of questions do you have for the angels today?
Employment questions. I have an interview today, and I am taking the steps to, you know, gather information, resources to open my own businesses, plural. I do realize that I have to work on one first, but really the biggest thing right now is just being stable and stability, and I guess the day job would kind of be what I'm looking into and wondering, does that happen anytime soon?
Okay, so you're looking for a day job.
Right.
You want to start your own business too.
Right.
Okay. And you have an interview today.
Yes.
Okay, and is this a field that you've been in for a while? Or is it like an offshoot, or
no? It's an area that I've been in a while. It's actually my career path.
Okay. And is it like a promotion for you if you get it?
No.
Like a job
no.
Or kind of a lateral?
No, just a job.
Just a job. Okay. All right. Okay. So. That's funny. I got the same card that I got for the person before, expression. It's almost like this can be used for both, but you're asking about the job today. So it's like, you know, being able to, you know, to, I'm having problems myself here, being able to, you know, to say what it is that you're looking for, as far as the job, you know, talk about your experience and how, past experience and how that experience will help you in the job that you're applying for. It almost sounds like you're a little bit overqualified for the job.
Yeah.
So that could be good and it could be bad. It could be, well, maybe she's looking for money than what, more money than what we're hoping to, you know, to offer. And but then your experience is great too. So it's kind of up to them, but I think if, you know, you just express to them how much you really want the job and what you can bring to the company, and, you know, with your experience, that, you know, it will be truly worth their while to hire you. And, you know, maybe give examples of what you've done in the past, as far as doing a job like this. So it's, you know, there's a lot of blue and a lot of yellow in this card. The sky is kind of yellowish, whitish. So it's almost like, you know, being creative in what you have to say and being proactive. And there's a lot of brown in the wings of the angel. So that's kind of, you know, staying grounded, you know, and just giving it your best shot, you know, and hoping that it will be exactly what it is that you would like to do.
That doesn't sound so hot.
Well, I mean, the angels are so honest sometimes. The angels don't tell me outcomes. You know, they tell me the possibilities, and you know, it's kind of a two-way street. It's, you know, it's kind of how the person is that you're interviewed, you know, that interviews you, and what they think, and you know, what you can convey to them. You know, all we can really do is our best, you know, and you know, it's basically, you know, you're kind of at the company's beck and call. You know, if things hit off great, then, you know, it should work fine. You know, they may say, oh, we just need someone just like you. So I guess all you can do is your best, you know, and if this isn't the job, then there's another one out there even better for you.
So what you're saying is that there's like a 50-50 chance that this can go either way, because from your tone it sounds like it doesn't sound good.
No, there's just so many factors, you know. I think if you go in there confident and you just say, this is the job that I want, you know, and this is why I'm qualified, you know, that's all you can do, you know, and just hope for the best, I guess, you know, either way. So I hope that helps. The angels don't predict, at least they haven't for me. So it's just, I guess it's just having a positive confidence, you know, in that this is exactly the job that you want, and taking it from there. All you can do is give your best, you know. So I wish you luck in your interview today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. Listen, I got a few things here. The only thing I did, let's get, what is your current age? You just had your birthday, which is awesome. So it's like, you know, you haven't to... I haven't gone through too many of your time frames yet, so how old are you this year?
36.
36. Okay. Awesome, Blossom. All right. To start out with, you are a 10 of clubs, and you've got a 10 of spades as your planetary ruler. The 10 of clubs is the mental accomplishment card. You know, you've got one of the things that you really like is called complete and unrestrained freedom to do what you want to do when you want to do it. You've got a lot of what people would call masculine mindsets, okay? It's like, you know, the two, and this is all kind of clubs. It doesn't just pick on one person, you know, but it's like it's really think of a racehorse, you know. It's like it's just really that, you know, that drive and that ambition. Sometimes you complain about not being able to sleep because, you know, you just got so many things running through your mind. You know, you go, wow, you know, it's like, and you can either choose to get up in the middle of the night and write all this stuff down and then go to sleep so you don't forget it. But it's really, you know, your best path back to self-mastery is directing your mind into right motives, higher principles, hard work, because you are, you're a person, you need to work hard and keep busy to really be happy. Just looking at this for the moment, and I'm just going to kind of give you your, you know, your dates kind of for, you know, for the year, so it's like you can kind of see how the rest of your is falling out there. The Venus time frame actually started March 23rd, okay? So that's where you're at right in this moment in time. I'll do the dates first. Okay, Mars begins May 14th. Jupiter begins July 5th. Saturn begins August 26th. Uranian time frame is October 17th, and then Neptune comes in December 8th until your next birthday. So where you're at with this in this year, for starters, you've got a long range of an eight of diamonds. So this is really, it's a power card year for you, and it's a power card both in finances and values. So you really have the ability, you know, if you choose to use it, to get the job that you want. And it is. It's exactly what Peg said. It's like it's really having that positive mindset. Where you're at right now in the Venus, you've got restlessness because you've got the Five of Clubs and you've got an Ace of Hearts. So the Five of Clubs in Venus kind of speaks to, you know, just being restless with, you know, what am I, it's kind of that, you know, turning moment of like, you know, what am I going to do? Where am I going to land? You know, that kind of stuff. So that's going on right now. And that's really understandable, you know, where you're at, you know, financially and, you know, jobs and all that kind of stuff. At the same time, it's a really good time to, you know, communicate well, study well. I'm just thinking, you know, like dust the resume off. It's like, and do you have job interviews, you know, lined up, you know, things that are coming up like this coming week or, you know, next couple weeks, something like that?
With anything? Really, just this one. I mean, I've been submitting my interviews.
Okay.
I've had some phone screens. I've gone on some interviews. But right now, this is probably the only one that has materialized out of everything.
Okay. All righty. And is this something that you really, that, you know, I mean, is this a job that you really love, that you think you really, you know, fit well for, that you really want to do? It's like, you know, because it's talking about, you know.
This is a job that. I didn't mean to interrupt you. This is a job that I would like to do because it's on the path of where I'm going, but what I really want to do is start my own business. I don't necessarily want to go back into the work world and have to do this, but we need money.
Right.
So,
right.
You yep. just
Yeah. The old don't quit your day job until your entrepreneurship takes off. Got it. Okay.
Exactly. So that's kind of where I'm at. Like anything outside of me doing my entrepreneurial stuff is always just going to be just a day job. It's
right.
not going to be anything that I love.
Right.
It's just going to be just a
right.
day job.
Okay. Okay. So that's, and that's okay. So that's, that makes a lot of sense then. I got a funny question here. It's like, so is this something dealing with, I mean, is either the jobs, you know, the one that you want to start for yourself or the job that you're going into have to do with predominantly women, like women things like, I want to say with like, you know, either home decorating or, you know, bath and beauty bar stuff, or it's like, is it more the corporate world, or it's like, you know, what are you really looking at doing?
That's funny. So one of them has to do with more women stuff, bath and beauty, and the other one has to deal with, I guess you could say it's women's, but it's really not. It's more like marketing event planning.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Got it.
So
all
one's
right.
really
so,
like
yeah.
women-centric, and then one's more like gender.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, because this one that's because you're in your Venus time right now, and it's just it's just saying that it's like you know, with that Ace of Hearts, that would be something that you would, you know, probably enjoy, is, you know, doing the women's stuff or whatever. So I don't know if you want to be an events planner or if it's like, you know, if the women's, you know, stuff is just going to be the day job. You know, I don't know which one is which, but yeah, whatever it is, it's like it's something, you know, right at the moment is dealing with women's stuff. So it's like, you know, you're going to like what you do. Just, you know, just stand there. But yeah, like Peg said, keep a positive attitude, because it looks like it would be, you know, whatever the job is coming up, it's like you would do well with it. And you're right, you know, it's a day job to put, you know, food on the table, put the rent on the table, you know, whatever else. It's like, you know, so, and you have to have that. But what's coming up for you and the rest of you, kind of looking ahead. It's like, starting your own business type of thing. In Mars, which is the men's time, and it's like, go back to archives, kind of grab these off. That's in May. Your Mars time starts in May. And that's with that Queen of Diamonds. So that's about self-mastery of your finances. And you've also got a Five of Hearts coming up there, too. So that could be, that's emotional restlessness. So you may be getting restless with a day job, wanting to go on with something. Or it could be, this either or. It's like, or it could be something to do with personal relationships. Or it just may be, you're emotionally restless for yourself. But you've got that powerful Queen there with the finances. So it's like there may be something happening with that about the time you're getting restless. In the Jupiter time frame, you've got two sevens, one of which is the Seven of Diamonds, which talks about, a lot of money can be made with Jupiter, okay? And it also is the Seven of Spades, which is, and both of those are the cards of faith, is having some faith to take a leap. Now, that doesn't happen until about July 5th, okay, is when your Jupiter time frame starts. So that might be a more opportune time to really be, looking forward to. It's like, get your money together, get your financing, kind of look at what you're doing in that Mars time frame. And when you're in your Jupiter time frame, like, in July and in the summer, might be a really good time to, take off on what you're doing. It's like, things might have, settled down by then. We'll just put it that way. Then you run into the Saturn time frame. That's in August. You've got a Jack of Spades, which is really creative, and you've got the Ace of Clubs, which is, kind of starting and learning new things. So it's like, and communicating, a lot of communicating there. What I will say with the Saturn and with the Jacks is always be careful when there's Jacks about, because, Jacks are highly creative, a lot of really, positive things there, but it's also a time when you could, it's like you need to watch your purse strings. You need to watch, watch your belongings that you don't like leave, your purse in the shopping cart and somebody kind of like, lifts your purse, things like that. It's just be aware, okay, during that time frame that you don't, like set your purse down someplace and walk off and go, oh my goodness, I forgot it, 5 minutes later and you go back and it's not there. It's like, yeah, those moments. So just make sure you remember that, okay. In the Uranian time frame is you've got a Three of Hearts. It's the unusual thing, Three of Hearts, which is, again, a lot of creativity. It can also be worry. This could be something personal where it's like, you're dating, more than one person at a time, unless, of course, you're in a relationship, in which case, that's not going to apply there. But it also could be three things that you love doing. So it's like, you may have some opportunities and choices there. The other one with that is the Ten of Spades. So that, it speaks of a lot of strength, a lot of blessings, really mastering, mastering things and getting things, getting a handle on them. But things are going to be very unexpected. You're going to just go, oh, man, that was a surprise, kind of like the Jack in the Box. If you've ever seen a baby see a Jack in the Box for the first time, it's going to be like, oh, that was a surprise, okay? It's going to be some surprising things in the Uranian time frame, which starts in October 17th and through the fall there. Then you've got the Ten of Spades repeated in the Neptune time frame. So it's like, and that's like December 8th that comes in. So really, some really positive things can go. It's like just make sure that when you're in that time frame, it's always about make sure you don't just have on the rose-colored glasses. Make sure that, what you're doing has a good basis in, in reality. It's like, don't have the rose-colored glasses on to exclusion, because otherwise you can wake up with surprises you weren't expecting, okay? Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay. But in the meantime, it's like just really kind of be positive with what's going on and what's happening, and, realize that even though it's just, that what's coming up is, going to be just a day job, that it's going to be your blessing to be able to, springboard off into what you want to do, okay?
Okay. I have a quick question about the Eight of Diamonds, and you said the next cycle out of this is the Queen of Diamonds. So that's money, yes? Isn't the Eight of Diamonds about financial power?
Right, yes, and the Queens are more about self-mastery. It's about financial success through nurturing and helping, being a successful businesswoman for females, and that's what I was, saying, yeah. Success in business related to men actually is one of the keynotes for this card of financial mastery. You might have aggressive pursuit of your financial goals, and it can bring in huge returns. Your sense of what sells, you know, has never been better. At the same time, it might be hard for you to slow down and control the urge to spend money on luxury items. So just keep, you know, keep a tight, you know, keep your purse strings tight, okay? So don't overspend in the Mars time, alrighty? let's see. Yeah, I know.
I think for me right now, I'm so in love with the idea of getting closer to my dreams and being able to leave the commercial world working for somebody else, that all of
right.
my effort, all of my energy, all of my extra resources outside of paying bills is really focused on
piggy bank.
Into my business.
Right. There you
I'm
go.
Like, the
okay.
sooner I can, you know, get these resources, the sooner I can put this energy together, the sooner I can leave this day job stuff behind and be my own boss. And I think I'm so,
yeah.
I think now it's just become an addiction because now I'm like, okay, it's getting closer. I can see this.
That's called a goal. That's not an addiction. That is a really good goal.
Okay.
Okay, and your Eight of Diamonds, that's a long-range card. The long-range card is one of the five that is, you know, what's going to happen kind of for the whole year. This is kind of your theme for the whole year. And you have a considerable amount of financial power this year. And, the power to make a lot of money is yours. And you should find that you have more money than usual. Meetings for financial gain are represented by this card. So it's like you might find yourself either, you know, you might somehow rather find yourself either in partnership or maybe not that so much, but making contact with people who will help you, you know, because, I mean, anytime you go into business, you know, for yourself, it's like it always requires, it's about like raising a child, you know, it takes a village to raise a child, and it's like, and it does. When you're offering service to the public, you always have to have the customers. So it's like, you know, so you're always going to be somehow in partnership, you know, with somebody because you're offering a service, okay? Let's see here. Eight of Diamonds does promise you're going to have the money you need when you need it. Just be careful in the money dealings that you don't steamroll it over people, okay? Or force people, you know, to do it your way all the time. If there's some, you know, negotiation stuff, you might have the power to do that. But if you do, there's that karmic, what I call the karmic boomerang that comes around, okay? So just be aware of that when you're dealing with people. And that's going to be kind of for the whole year. The Eight of Diamonds is also known as like the Fame or the Sun card, and it's been found to show up years when you rise to some either newfound prominence in your work or profession. In most respects, it's a card that's going to bring you a lot of what you need or want. So it's like, you know, really focusing on that, you know, I want to be in business for myself moment. It's like you're likely to go there. Your keywords, you know, the things that you're going to look at, I will say get your 3x5 index card, write these down. It's a year of financial power and money to spend. Financial accumulation, okay? I harness the power of my values to attract more money into my life. And it's like it does. It sounds like, you know, that's exactly where you're working for, you know, right now. And it's like, you know, focusing that power, and that's exactly what this is about. So that's awesome. You're on the right path. You're doing what you need to be doing. So it's, you know, just keep putting one foot in front of the other. That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. And call back and let us know how it goes. You know, we do.
Absolutely.
We always like to do this.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the both of you. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Good luck.
All righty. All right. And thank you. Without our callers, it's like, you know, it's kind of like we don't have a show. Without our callers, we don't have a show here. So it's like we thank you guys for calling in. All righty, we have another 703 number here. And we've had some repeat area codes today, so it's like, yeah, it's all right, because we know you're from different places and spaces. 703, who have we got with us?
Hi, how are you? My name's Jane.
You're good. Jane, okay.
Yes. My birthday is September 24th,
okay.
And my question is, I'm in a long-distance relationship, and I just wondered how my life, love life is going to go.
Okay. All right, and I'll have Peg start you out there. It's like, meanwhile, and what is your current age? What's your current age this year?
My current age is 44.
44. Okay. Ooh, you're in your pre-birth year. Cool. Don't know if you heard earlier, but it's like that's an exciting year. So, okay. And that's September 24th. You're a King of Hearts with a Six of Hearts as your planetary ruler. But all right, Peg, what you got for her? Peg gets to go first.
Okay. This was about a relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And I'm sorry, what was your name again? I didn't hear.
Jane.
Jane, okay. I did hear that. Oh, well. Okay, so... is this an existing relationship, or are you looking for a new one?
It's existing.
Okay, all right. Well, the card that I got right off was greens, and I'm thinking, like, you know, of, you know, at the beginning of a relationship, you know, how we have dreams, you know, for the relationship and for ourselves, and how sometimes they don't always happen in the way that we want them to happen,
mm-hmm.
Or occur, and, you know, it can lead to disappointment in some way. It can lead to, you know, maybe a little bit of dissatisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
And the angel that came right to me is Archangel Shmuel, and Archangel Shmuel, you know, helps us to not only look at ourselves in a relationship, but he helps us to see the other person's side, too. So it's basically like there's both sides, and there's, you know, stories from both people in the relationship, you know, as, you know, and it takes some understanding, you know, all aspects of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes the disappointment can be very overwhelming, you know, and sometimes, you know, it may come to a point where we just can't stand it. But I also feel like Archangel Shmuel says that, you know, it's a relationship is, you know, has a lot to do where we are in our journey. And that, you know, there are some difficult times and there are some wonderful times and happy times, bad times. And it's, you know, it's kind of like riding, you know, the wave of all that is happening. You know, I talk to a lot of people, that have children, and there's difficult, you know, things happening with their children, and it can take a toll, or, you know, one partner feels like, you know, there's not enough attention being paid to them, or they're, you know, or they're just going to a lot of meetings, or, I mean, there's, you know, there's a lot of ups and downs in a relationship. And,
right, yeah.
Well, sometimes we feel like, you know, the dream of what we thought was going to happen didn't quite happen in that way. So I feel like, you know, we kind of have to, you know, it all comes down to, not the, you know, the people, places, and things that happen around a relationship, but exactly, how, you know, the relationship is, you know, how you truly feel and how they feel. And so I feel like Archangel Shmuel is really asking you to look at that and to maybe talk to Archangel Shmuel about it, and see what kind of insight he gives to you.
Okay.
You know, and...
how do you spell that?
C-H-A-M... E-U-L, I think, or a G-U-E-L. I would try both.
Okay.
And he's a pretty good angel. And he's, you know, he has a lot of good insight. I know he's helped me to see the sides of relationships too in my lifetime. And, I know in my own relationship, you know, I think I spent the first 10 years trying to tell my husband how to dress. And
mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I finally said, why am I doing that? You know, it's his life. He's happy, and, you know, God bless him. And, you know, so it's, I mean, sometimes it's us trying to change, or our expectations are what we want, you know, and it's, you know, it's just a matter of acceptance in a lot of different ways, and, you know, and just, you know, going from there if that is what you choose you want to do. So, and, you know, and I get the feeling that, that there is a lot of love in the relationship.
There is, yes.
But, you know, but there's been some difficult times, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, racing together, you know, and trying to, you know, keep each other in the relationship, you know, and keep the communication going, you know, and the trust. So I hope that helps.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
All righty. And Jake, what I've got for you is you are, like I said, you're a king of hearts as your birth card, and you've got the six of hearts as your planetary ruler. Any female who is one of the kings, it's like this always is a really, I'll say more challenging, a more challenging card, you know, for a woman, simply because it takes somebody kind of special to understand, because you've got a lot of personal power. Any of the kings have a lot of personal power. You've got a lot of personal power with love, you know, a big heart, you know, romance, that kind of stuff. And it's like, and it does. It really takes, it, you know, takes kind of a special guy to be able to handle a woman who's a king. So it's like, you know, he really has to almost be willing to, you know, sometimes take a subordinate role. You know, it's like it's like letting you kind of run the house, you know, whatever. And he's, you know, it's like almost like, you know, you're the leader of the relationship, and, you know, and he gets to play second. Well, I shouldn't say second field, but he gets to play the more supporting role. Okay, so and it's hard because, you know, a lot of guys don't want to do that. It's, you know, but that's okay, because my grandma always said, you know, there's a lid for every pot, there's a pot for every lid. There's always, you know, there's somebody else. Okay, so
right.
Just from that antique moment there, she was in the 1800s. That's when she was born. So yeah, that's some cool things back there. Where you're at in your year, this is really, I'll say it's an exciting year simply because you're in your pre-birth year. And a lot of things that happen this year are, you know, kind of fuzzy. You feel like, I always call it the London fog. You know, you kind of feel like, man, what am I doing this year? You know, I just kind of feel like I'm wandering around. I don't quite know where I'm going, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like the secret, you know, with Jack Canfield, he said, you know, you can drive from New York to L.A. at night seeing only 200 feet ahead in your headlights, okay? And that's really kind of what your 44th year feels like in a lot of ways.
Right.
What you've got going, though, and I will say that, you know, this is leading up to your rebirth year, which is when you turn 45, and it's like that's going to be, you know, what they call the midlife crisis, and a lot of changes. And while you might want to, you know, like date somebody, or, you know, you might actually, it might be one of those times where it's like, you know, if you're not in a relationship now, it's like you might want to get out and just do things that you like to do and meet a variety of people. You know, don't get tied down to one person, because when you go through some of these major shifts in the next, like, you know, year or two, you're going to be in an entirely different place and space, you know, in your inner world than you are now. And if you get, you know, if you get with somebody now, you know, in a more permanent way, there's a good possibility, you know, you're going to do some changes, and he's going to go, wait a minute, like, you just did a 90-degree turn there. It's like, you know, you're not quite the same person that I met, you know, like, you know, a year and a half ago or a year ago. And you're going to go, you're right, I changed, you know.
Oh.
So you've got those kind of changes coming up, okay? That's just what I'm saying. This year, what your focus is, you've got the Queen of Spades as your long-range card. And it's the card of self-mastery. And, you know, a lot of the people represented by this card have accomplished just that. You know, you have this inner calm, you know, kind of speaks of knowledge and experience that can be successfully applied to any area. But in any case, you're good business people with strong character. Your work is often a labor of the spirit, meaning that, you know, you do it for more than just the material rewards it offers. It's also the most second powerful card in the deck, and you're really fortunate to have this card with you this year. It's a year when you can accomplish your dreams, but not by the usual approach. This year, all success comes from within you, and it's mastering the causes of all your exterior events by mastery of yourself and your inner world. Because, you know, like I say, if you've ever heard, you know, Rhonda Byrne with Secret, when you change your mind on the inside, things and events in the outer world change. So, you know, by seeing that nothing happens in your life without your permission, you reclaim your power to create the world you want without trying to change others. This year, you're going to have the qualities of the Queen of Spades at your disposal. It could be a year of, you know, mastery, of accomplishment for you. Recognize the power you have now and apply it wherever, you know, wherever your heart, you know, leads you, wherever, you know, you're looking at. You look within yourself for your answers, and you really let that inner knowing, you know, your inner intuition help you in all your external, you know, affairs going on around you. The key words for this is it's a year of hard work and spiritual self-mastery. I master myself, and therefore I master my entire life. So really and truly, to pull in a person that you want as a life mate, it's like you really have to have, you know where you're going, know what you want. And like I say, that's going to shift for you. You've got some tremendous shifts and changes coming up, you know, like let's say after, especially, you know, coming up for your 45th year, that is going to be, it's going to be the time when you kind of like reset your, you know, up and octave your whole entire life. And this is why they call, you know, the mundane world calls it the midlife crisis. Because, you know, you're going to undergo a lot of changes. Because when that 45th year hits, you're going to have a nine of clubs in this long-range time. And it's like there's going to be a lot of, you know, doors closing, doors open, you know, that kind of thing. You're going to have a lot of different experiences, you know. So this year is just kind of getting you, you know, kind of getting you there. And it's like, man, this would be a great poker hand to play with. And, you know, do a deck of cards. Because you've got, you know, for this whole year, just like ding, 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 down the line, you've got the two of clubs in Venus, you got a three of clubs in Mars, you got a four of clubs in Jupiter, you got a five of clubs in Saturn, you got a six of clubs in Uranus, you got a seven of clubs in Neptune, you got a flush. It's not a royal flush, but you know, you've got everything just boom, boom, boom down the line, and this is that preparation for that, you know, what's coming up for your 45th year. Okay, if that makes any sense at all. Where you're at right now, you're in your Jupiter time frame, which is, what have you got in there? You've got that four of clubs, you've got an eight of diamonds. This is going to be more about solidifying communication, learning things, like weekend conferences or, you know, things like that, or, you know, online classes, things like that. You know, you're going to somehow or other be adding to your repertoire of knowledge, of personal knowledge, or, you know, whether it's for your business, whether it's for work, whether it's for your personal life. But you've also got an eight of diamonds, and that talks, you know, a lot about power in finances, but power in values. So you've got, you know, kind of this thing going on. This is a blessed time of your year, you know, so it's like take advantage of this. You do have Saturn coming up. Your Saturn time comes in on April 21st. I'm just going to give you the rest of you so I don't space out and forget those. You got that Uranian time frame that will start on June 12th, and then you've got the Neptune time frame that will end up your year that starts August 3rd. So what you really have coming in here is the next one with Saturn. You're going to have restlessness there. That five indicates restlessness. It also gives you an ace of diamonds. So you're going to have some restlessness of the spirit. You're also going to possibly be looking for, new values or new ways to make money, you know, something like that. It's aces are always about, you know, either your money or your values in some way. The fives, you know, restless, and you might be restless to the point of, you know, you find yourself an opportunity to move or something, and you just, you know, pick up and move, whether it's a mile down the road or whether it's halfway across the country. It's like something there is going to, you know, transpire where you just have a lot of inner restlessness. And because it's in Saturn, it's, you know, some karmic things, balancing things going on there. The Uranian time frame gives you a six of clubs and a seven of clubs. So you've got some fact-finding things there, some things where, you know, you're really going to be finding out, you know, it's kind of towards the end of your year. That's like 104 days out, you know, from your birthday. It's in June. And that is, you know, really, you're going to find some things, again, it's about studying. You're going to kind of maybe be in the study mode of like, you know, wow, you know, finding things out, you know, what am I doing here? And Uranus is the unusual time. It's like, you know, things will kind of like lightning bolt, and you kind of go, wow, that was unexpected. If you've ever seen Meet the Robinsons, the little guy.
Yeah.
he sticks a thing of food on his head and he goes, that was unexpected, and as was that, you know. So that's what that Uranian time frame is going to be. It's going to kind of be some unexpected things. But it's also going to be, if you're looking for it, you know, it's going to kind of maybe be leading you in a direction where, you know, you go, oh, this may be, you know, more of my life's purpose, okay? That seven, and you've got that seven of clubs doubled. You've got a seven of clubs in Uranus and in Neptune. So it's really, those are the cards of faith. And it's like, you know, stepping out, it's allowing people to be who they are, but it's also allowing you to be who you are. And don't harshly judge yourself, you know, don't judge others, don't judge yourself included, okay? And it is, it's going to be, you know, kind of like exploring, looking, but, you know, having faith that things are going to turn out, you know, God's in heaven is all, and all is right with the world, as, you know, it's my grandmother saying again, too. But for this year overall, you've had this eight of clubs as a Pluto card, which gives you a lot of intuition. It's like, you know, you really have a lot of sometimes inner sense, and it's like, well, I really kind of feel like I should be doing this. It's like, okay, so, you know, so do that. You know, it's like the old thing's a hee-haw. It's like, you know, we'll do this, we'll do this. Your result card with that is, you know, because that's your challenge. Your eight of clubs is your power card. It's, you know, intuition challenge. The result card with it is a nine of clubs, which is you're actually going to be letting go of some things. You know, some things are going to be passing away, you know, whatever. And it's like, and you're just going to let those go and let the river, you know, take them away, whatever. So, you know, you're going to have some things transitioning. And that, you know, like I said, that makes a lot of sense because that nine of clubs follows you into that 45th year. And that's what you have for that whole year with your long range is that nine of clubs, you know, starting with your 45th year. And that you're going to find, like I said, you're just going to find a lot of things happening in your 45th year. You know, you've got one, two, three, you know, you've got four, five. You've actually got six. You've actually got seven of the heart cards in your 45th year. So it's like, you know, relationships are going to, you know, it's going to play a big role there. You've also got almost, you know, you've got like one, two, three, four. You got five diamonds coming up in there too. So it's going to be about, you know, relationships and finances and values. Okay. So, okay. You know, get through this year and it's like, you know, you've got a lot of exciting things to do and you've got some inner work to do with just really being solid about who you are, which is hard when you're driving, you know, with the headlights in the dark 200 feet, you know, you see 200 feet ahead of you. It's like, where am I going?
Yeah.
And it's hard to bring a person in with that kind of thing because you're not exactly sure yourself. It's like, you know, you kind of feel like, you know, how you ever watched a football bounce? It's kind of that kind of year, okay? Does that make any sense?
Okay, yeah.
Kind of,
I guess once I get into my 45th year, I'll understand more. So about this relationship I'm in now, just take it, like, with a grain of salt.
I was going to say, take it slow. It's like, you know, don't make any, you know, massive commitments. I mean, unless, that's something we could actually look at in a whole different way, in a whole different light. If you know the birth date, you know, of the other person, it's like, you know, we've got other people in the queue who are waiting, so it's like, you know, I'll say not today, but, you know, we're here Monday through Friday, so, you know, give us a call back, and Bonnie and Susan specialize in, Bonnie is, you know, relationship is her thing, she's, you know, all about love, you know, Akashic, you know, because Susan does Akashic record reading, and it's like, she does that, like, Mondays and Tuesdays, too, so, you know, so call back in and, you know, get some different takes. It's like, because everybody here on the show, you know, has some different talents and abilities, and it's like, you know, you get some different insights from different people.
Yeah, I was told before that she is my, like, a past husband for her. Because we both have the same birthdays and our planets are going around the same.
Oh, you're born on the same birthday.
Well, his is on the 20th. We both have the same birthday, like the 24th.
Oh, okay.
His is January and mine's September.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so he's an Aquarius person, and where you're in the, okay. Yeah, so he's like a three of diamonds. With the nine of clubs. Okay, so yeah, that's that would be really interesting to look at. So, you know, it's you know, I will say it's like, you know, next, you know, when you call, I'll say when you call in again, it's like
that's
what,
next
what,
week.
What, Yeah, this next week. Yeah, I'm on. Usually I'm on Wednesdays, and it's like usually here on Fridays. So it's like, although we usually have Amy here on Fridays, but yeah, definitely. So yeah, call us back, and you know, and like I say, call back in on a day when Bonnie and Susan are on, and let Susan take a look at your Akashic records and kind of see, you know, how that person fits in, because that's really interesting. That's an interesting vibe with the two of you, with him as a three and three of diamonds, and you with that King of Hearts. So. Yeah,
because we connected so well. It was just weird. Yeah. I never had that before. It was just
wow.
I was just curious about that.
Okay.
Well,
see,
I appreciate it.
I was gonna say next time I'll let you ask that question a little bit sooner, because yeah, we could have focused a lot more on that.
Oh,
yeah,
I should have been more specific.
It's okay. All
okay.
Right. Well,
thank
well,
you so much.
Talk to you again. You betcha.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
But all righty, and I will say, hang in. It's like, Peg, how are you doing for time? Because we do have 19 minutes left, and it's like, guys, what we do have, what I can put out for myself is, I'm willing to stay overtime. Peg, have you got anything going on this? Because we can probably get, you know, the rest of our callers in the queue, but it's like, I'm just not sure. I can speak for myself, but I don't know what you have going, you know, right after the show. Do you have to get off right away, or would you like to hang in there and like go ahead and do the rest of people in our queue?
How many callers do we have right now?
Total. 1, 2, 3, 4. We got 5 more people.
I could probably stay about 15 minutes after.
Okay.
All
right. Sounds good. Well, we'll just go for it. Like I said, we still got about 18, 20 minutes to go, so it's like, you know, I'll make sure that you guys get to ask your questions so we target a little bit better there, but all right. So yeah, when you first talk to us there, if you guys would be ready with a birth, month, and day, that's what I need. I need your birth, month, and day, and your current age, okay? So and then we'll have Peg talk to you first, and then I'll come and talk to you. So yeah, Peg, let's try to keep it about 5 minutes apiece here if we can, or, you know, just shorter shots, and it's like specific questions. So all righty, are you ready?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. Sounds good. Okay. All righty, we have area code 978, which is your area code. Wow. 978, you're on with it.
Hi, this is Kathleen, date of birth 84, and right now I'm 56 years old. And
all right.
I have a specific question.
Okay.
It's about finances. A friend of mine had offered me a job working from, I need to supplement my income. And he didn't know exactly when he'd have me start. Well, he calls me this morning and tells me that he has a buyer for his business, but he does not know whether or not he is going to sell. And he'd probably know by Monday. So I wanted to know if you saw within the next week or two whether I'd be working or not. Because if he doesn't sell, I have a job.
Right. And if he does sell, dang, okay, yeah. Because, see, that's going to be, for me, that's going to be more of a question about what, you know, what his birthday is and what he's doing. But
his
you know,
birthday
I'll
was April Fool's.
Oh,
he just had a birthday. Yeah.
Okay.
Big joke.
Yeah. I was going to say, do you actually know how old he is or how old
he
is this year?
He's 51.
He's 51. Okay. All righty. I'll look that up a little bit. I'll look a little bit on yours because you're a two of diamonds repeated. And it's like two of diamonds people, twos always want to be in partnership in some way with somebody. And it's like, well, yours is diamonds. You know, you get a lot of your lessons with finances, you know, and with values. So it's like that's what I know for the immediate here. And I'll turn you over to Peg and see if she's got anything.
Okay.
Well, I'm looking up what I can look up here.
Okay, and your question was about...
Well, basically, I want to know if you saw me working, like, within the next week or two. Then I'd know whether or not he was selling the business. That would kind of give me an inkling.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Or if you see my finances improving somehow.
Okay, let's see. What I can find. So you feel like you
What I will say about this. Go ahead.
Work,
go ahead, Nick.
That you will know if he's going to sell his business or not?
Well, I think if you saw me working within the next week or two, like he already has a buyer, and it's going back and forth on the table with the lawyers, but he's not ready to give in till he gets what he wants. So he said he's not sure he's going to sell it, and he'd probably know by Monday if he gets what he wants from the buyer.
Okay, all right. And if the buyer buys, then you will not have a job?
Have a job.
All right.
Okay, all right. Let's see what I can find on that. Well, you know, the card that came up again today was expression. And so it's almost like, it's almost like it depends on what they can do as far as, the buyout, I guess, and I don't really read other people's energy. I mean, I can help, I can tell you what you can do, but because he's not here,
Right, I just didn't know if you saw me working soon.
I see yes and no, because it depends on what they decide, on what transpires.
Right.
It's almost like you're totally out of the picture, because they just, he's going to know Monday. So it's almost like I'm hearing, like, you just have to kind of wait and see, what happens.
Mm.
I mean, we all want to know exactly what's going to happen, but sometimes we just have to kind of wait on it. So it's, maybe it's almost like not keeping your, all your eggs in one basket, keeping that a possibility, but looking elsewhere too. And, if all works out, then, you're all set to work. Because it really, it's kind of up to what they decide.
Right.
Have you applied for other positions too?
No, he's a friend of mine. Offered me a job. I'm on SSI, and so I'd be basically, working. He'd let me work under the table because you're only allowed to make so much more a month.
Yeah,
so that's
right.
Why this is good for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well. If it happens, it happens. It's almost like, but maybe the next card that I came up with was learn something new, so maybe there's something new out there that may be a possibility for you.
The only thing I can think of is I haven't worked in over 10 years, so I'd still be learning. Even if I took this job, I have to learn more things.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm going to stick with, don't put your eggs in all one basket.
Okay.
It happens. Try not to put too much, emotion, of attachment
into it.
Do it. And just keep your options open for looking for, you're probably looking for part-time work, right?
Right.
Maybe.
Possibly from home.
I don't know, doing what.
Yeah, and maybe this is a good time to explore that. you know. Just,
well, where I if I worked at home, I'd have to report it too, and that's another thing. So the income. Yeah. So I didn't. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to. I don't
no, care. I understand. I understand.
Right.
Don't get into that.
Right.
You know, to me, it just sounds really iffy, and you know, maybe the angels, and you know, your guides can lead you to something that's more up. You know, more. You know, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but. You know, more correct, or not correct, but more, I don't know, more upfront, you know, not...
Honest
know.
Is the word you're looking for.
I don't know.
Is that the word?
I don't know. I'm kind of inclined to, like, I understand the work under the table thing because, you know, sometimes the laws, and the way they're set, it's almost designed to keep people in poverty, and it doesn't seem
it
correct.
Is.
It is. It doesn't seem a godly way. I'll just put it that way, you know, because God allowed us to work 6 days and rest one, so, and not so much worry about how much are you making. It's like, are you making beyond what you? It's like, oh, please give me a break, you know.
Yeah. So, did you do anything with his date of birth? Did you?
I did. I've got to look here, and it's like, and I don't know what in the world I looked at, but it's like, you're not the two, you're a nine. You're a nine of diamonds twice. So it's like that. I was like going, whoa, there was a shift. Okay, but yeah, he is a seven of spades with a jack of diamonds. What he's actually got coming up this year in his long range, he's got a six of diamonds. So he's, you know, somehow or other. Karmically, you know, whatever, it's, you know, he's going to have some financial balancing, you know, that kind of stuff this year. But where he's at right now with his birthday just happening, he's got a king of clubs and he's got an ace of diamonds in his Mercury. So, you know, you're absolutely right. It's like he won't sell unless he gets what he wants. And, you know, that's the hard telling bit. It's like not sure. Some of the other stuff that, you know, kind of shows along there is, you know, in like the rest of his year, he does have, let's see, okay, one, two. He's got some partnership and finance stuff, you know, coming up later in the year. He's got, you know,
he has
some
several other
some
businesses.
Okay. He's got a three in diamonds, too, in his Jupiter. So it's like, okay, so that makes a lot of sense. You know, is there a possibility that he's got other businesses that you could work at if he sells this particular
no,
one or something else?
This is the
okay.
one I'd have the better
this
fit.
One you'd be. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, you know, so there's not a lot in particular that I can tell, you know, that I can just, you know, discern in this particular one, you know, just with a quick look here. You know, I mean, he's got some shifts of his own, you know, things that he's going to do. He's got some restlessness, you know, he's got some, you know, opportunities with other businesses and, you know, relationship, you know, that kind of stuff going on. But yeah, it's like what I can say is if they give him what he wants, it'll be a yes. If they don't, absolutely, he's going to stand firm. He's going to be, you know, he's that king of clubs with, you know, with the ace of diamonds right now in Mercury. It's like, no, he's, you know, you're right. It's like he's not going to sell that baby, you know, unless he gets what he wants. So,
right.
It's one of those, it's like, oh, please, God, you know, it's like, let them not give him what he wants. Let me have a job.
Well, that's what I said to him. I said, I'm happy for you, but I mean, I'm not too happy for myself.
Right.
But he is the type to stand firm on what he wants.
Yeah. And
he's
that,
a real businessman.
Yeah, okay. Where you're at, it's like, now I'm going to go back to kind of where you're at. It's like you have, okay, and like I say, I apologize. I don't know what the heck I was looking at. I think I got the wrong month. But, no, you're for an 8-4 birthday, it's like you're a 9 of diamonds. So, you know, and a 9 of diamonds doubled because you're a Leo. So a lot of times as one door closes, another door opens. And it's like it feels like high school graduation every year. You know, it's like you're always looking at, you know, you're getting lessons through money. But you're also having this shift in values because this is kind of like, maybe climb the ladder year. It's like, you know, it's graduation year for you, okay? It's like,
oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every year of your life, it's like every year of your life is like a graduation, okay? And where, let's see, where we're at with that here is on your 56th year, okay, you've got you've got a jack of hearts as your long range, so it's like, you know, a lot of creativity for you this year. And like I say, where you're at right now, you're in your Saturn time frame, which started March 1st. The Uranus time frame won't flip over for you until April 22nd. So where you're at right now karmically is you've got a Ten of Clubs, you've got an Ace of Hearts. So it's like, you know, something that you love. It's like, you know, what you're saying here would be a better fit. But yeah, and it's like it made perfect sense of what you were saying. It's like I'd have new things to learn. And that's the Ten with the scholarship. You know, so it's, you know, it's a blessing. It's, you know, learning new things, whatever. But, you know, there's an indication that there's going to be something that you love, you know, doing, whether it's, you know, whether it's a new relationship or, you know, whether it's a new relationship with work or, you know, I mean, you know, whether it's something, you know, do what you love and the money will follow type of thing. So, you know, that is, whatever is going to happen, you know, like I said, it's going to happen, and it's like, you know, karmically, it'll be correct for you, whether it's, you know, this or...
And that's going on right now?
And that's happening right now. Mm-hmm. The Uranus time frame is going to see something different. You're going to have, that doesn't start till April 22nd. You've got the Queen of Spades, which is that self-mastery. You know, it's like mastering yourself. But you've also got a Four of Clubs, and you've got a Four of Clubs duplicated in Uranus and Neptune. So it's really about, you know, wanting to work, wanting to, you know, get more solid, you know, both financially, but it's going to be in your learning. There's, you know, you're going to have some, you know, you might find yourself learning some new things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever it is, you know, you're doing, okay? But there's going to be, it's a lot with self-mastery. So it's like in this, you know, in that time frame. But, yeah, whatever's going on now, it's like, you know, there's going to be something you love, and it's going to entail some study, some school, either not necessarily school learning, you know, because there's always a school of, you know, hard knocks type of thing, but it's like there's some kind of learning entailed in whatever it is that you're doing that you love. So, you know, that's...
Okay.
We'll find out how that manifests, you know, because there's, you know, it's just, you know, there's that possibility there. There's, you know, the possibility, the probabilities. And where there's so much free will involved, you know, it's like if he chooses to sell, it's going to be this way. If he doesn't, you know, it's going to be something else. But you will have other things coming up, you know, whether you can, you know, like foresee him yet or not. It's like you will have some other opportunities somewhere. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
I appreciate the reading, lady.
You bet. Call us back and let us know.
Okay. Thank you again. Have a good day.
Bye.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Ah, let's see here. Peg, what I'm going to do, we've got about 3 minutes left, and like I say, okay, we've got three more people in the queue. Hang in there, guys. And, you know, we are, oh, boy, okay, we're having that spinning moment there. Tell people again how to get a hold of you. And, you know, because we're going to go into overtime here. So if you guys in chat want to hear, it's like, you know, the number to call in, you know, call in 347-838-8864. It's like Chris has that marvelous idea. So it's like, you know, if you want to hear what's going on in overtime, go ahead and call in, you know, because anybody in the queue in overtime, just unless you have a question, though, please don't press the one. Just you know how that goes, too. All righty. So how do they get a hold of you, Peg, really quick?
Okay, well, you can email me at peg@pegsangelicalwhispers.com, or you can go to my website at www.angelicalwhispers.com, www.pegsangelicalwhispers.com, and there's a contact me button there. You can write me a note there. And I will get it.
Alrighty.
Yep, that's basically how you can do. Or you can find me on Facebook.
Alrighty.
Egg Wolf Jones.
Alrighty,
so you can find me. So that's about
okay.
it.
Alrighty, that's okay. Sounds good. Okay, so that's how to get a hold of her there. And let's see. Yeah, stay in queue, guys. It's like. Don't run off. We got 90 seconds till we're off air, but it's like it will be recording for archives, so you can come back, you know, through and listen to this. We have our three folks we have in callers right now. We have 276, we have 808, and we have 905. So hang in there, and we will get to all you guys here. So away we go. Okay. 276, you're on with us. What is your name, your birth date, current age, and what is
My name is Sherry, birthday is June 25th, and I'm 48 years old.
Okay.
Good deal, Sherry.
Question.
What's your question?
Well, I'm concerned about clearing physical clutter out of my life so I can get ready for the next thing I need to do.
Okay.
That's always a good one.
So do you want pointers? Do you want pointers from the angels? Or
That would be great. Some guidance.
Okay.
Things I can do to support myself through the process.
Okay, because it's going to be difficult for you. I mean, is that what you're saying?
There's a lot of physical clutter to clear out the house.
Oh, Sherry, you and I are going to be doing the same thing in the next few weeks because I'm moving and I have to do the exact same thing. And the angel that I work with in doing this is Archangel Jophiel. He's all about decluttering and helping us to clear our space and to make it, more to our liking, more healing and more, fresh and all that. He's a good angel to help, and he does keep you on task. For sure. He has a lot to do with this, I think it's the solar plexus, the third chakra, the yellow chakra, and I think that's the sacral actually.
You're right. That's yellow is willpower, solar. You're right, Tig.
Okay.
Personal power.
He works with us on that too, and asking him for his ideas. You may want to give away some stuff, to like charities or to family, he will help you do that, and you may say, you may look at something and say, oh, I really want that, and it's like, and you just might hear in the back of your mind, no, you really don't need it, so just get rid of it. And that's probably Jophiel just kind of helping you along the way, start one room at a time, what I'm going to do, I'll tell you this, is I'm going to just start at one room, start with the stuff I don't want and just box it up and just, have it either picked up or just, sent or bring it, to wherever. And then if you're moving, then I'm just going to I'll be able to pack everything easier because I won't be deciding because I've already gotten rid of it. So that's basically, the angels are like, this is a great time. Yellow, I always think of yellow butterflies when I think of Jophiel because it's his color and it's all about newness and change and I wish you a lot of luck and just, I have to say, it just no longer serves me. I haven't used it in 3 years, and I probably won't. So, someone else will have the pleasure of having it because maybe they could really use it. So I hope that helps.
Well, I mean, it's major decluttering to happen. It's major decluttering.
Yeah.
And what I'll put a couple cents in here. It's I got a couple nudges. It's like I always listen to those when I get them. Is they're almost saying things like consignment, either it's yard sale season, so I'm not sure what geographical area of the country you're in. So either yard sale. Sometimes they have those boy, out in the area that we're at, they have this huge, like, you know, huge yard sale, like, once a year. And it's like, you know, you get a booth, whatever, you go, like, you know, for a couple of days. So if it's something that can lend itself to that, you know, that would be good. Otherwise, just, you know, a normal yard sale, you know, garage sale, something like that at your house. Or the consignment places. Like, you know, sometimes there are consignment stores where they will take stuff, you know, on consignment. You know, it's like, you know, we sell as we get, you know, a certain percentage, whatever. You know, and if you can go through and kind of figure out things that are, I'll say, antique, because it feels like you have some things that are really of value, you know, that either you might want to keep or might not. But it's, yeah, it's like, one, and remember, one man's trash is another man's treasure, you know. So it's kind of that moment, and it's like, and you have the potential really to, you know, to get some money back on some things if you want them. There's also eBay sales. Whether you want to set up an account, you know, like yourself and try to eBay it, or they actually, again, in our area, they have like this eBay store. So, you know, you can take stuff in, you know, or, you know, photos and that kind of stuff, and they actually help you do that if you don't know how to do that. So a lot of different avenues, you know, for you to do stuff. And it's like, Rome wasn't built in a day. So, you know, don't feel like you know, I mean, unless you're under pressure, you know, you have to move or something like that. You know, don't feel like you have to do this and like, oh, my God, I have a week to do it. It's like that puts a lot of, you know, tension in something. But it's like, you know, just kind of maybe like, right, they're showing me kindergarten. Oh, God, you guys are so funny. It's like Sesame Street. You know, one of these things is not like the other one. But, you know, kind of set up sections, you know, kind of like maybe section your house or section rooms and say, okay, all the stuff that's like this goes in this part. All the stuff in here goes this part. But it's really about organizing and getting things together in like groups. Okay? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Let's see. And what you kind of have going is like you are a five of clubs. So there is, you know, you've got a lot of restless energy, you know, I'll say kind of for your life. You've also got a ten of spades, which gives you a lot of power with stuff. Where you're at right now, the Uranian time frame actually started for you March 13th. And what those cards are there that's, you know, kind of influencing, you have a seven of hearts and a five of hearts. Those are both really, the fives are always restless. And the sevens are about having faith. But because it's in, you know, hearts, it's in relationships, it's like, you know, things you love, something like that. Somehow or other, you've got a restlessness of the heart along with that, having faith with matters of the heart. So it's like, you know, you've got that, you know, the spring cleaning bug, you know, whatever has hit you. So really and truly, you're going to be, you know, feeling that restless urge like to shed. It's like, you know, it's like how animals, you know, have like a winter coat, you know, that kind of stuff. And in the spring they shed it off. It's like that kind of feels like what you're doing. You're shedding, and it's maybe not, you know, you might be shedding years with the stuff, literally. And I understand this. I really do. Having come from a clutter bug background myself, it's like, yeah, and it's a process. To, you know, to declutter your life and, you know, and to make space, you know, for either someone else to come in or, you know, whatever. But it's like, yeah, sometimes it feels like, you know, you kind of cocoon yourself with stuff, and then all of a sudden you go, I can't move, I can't breathe, I'm smothering. So it's like time to go, you know, throw off the blanket, so to speak. And that's when you really start, you know, getting rid of stuff. But make sure you don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. You know, make sure if there's, you know, like either family treasures or things that are really of value, that you get the value for them. You know, and sometimes if they're in, you know, if they're like I say, antique things, I know that antiques do better on the East Coast. It's like because people understand the value for things. So, you know, out in a more economically depressed area, you might not get the same, you know, value for it. Whereas if you contact, you know, if you have something like I say, really, you know, worthwhile, contact some of those antique auction houses, because you might be surprised at what, you know, look it up online, what's it worth, you know, type of stuff. So you might have some real treasure in with that, you know. Oh, yeah, American treasure pickers. Okay, you want to invite those guys in? Something like that, you know. But, yeah, there's a lot of different things.
Well, I know
an
auctioneer, so.
There you go. There you go. That'll work. That'll absolutely work, okay. That, you know, because, you know, a lot, and sometimes, you know, sometimes auctions, if there's a certain price you want out of something, you have to let them know, you know, about, you know, say, okay, I want to sell this item, but this is the minimum bid that, you know, this is the minimum that I will let it go for is this. And then, you know, they might start lower than the minimum bid just to get people up to it because, you know, a lot of times if, you know, auctioneers are smart. It's like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. You know, the auction houses, it's like, yeah, they're pretty good things. So it's like, you know, that can be helpful too. So a lot of different avenues you have to help, you know, disperse things. And like what Peg was saying, it's like if you haven't used it, you know, move it along. It's like because someone else, you know, someone else is waiting to use it. And it's like, and it's really kind of funny because stuff actually has, I don't know how to put this. It's like stuff can actually get depressed and sad sitting around going, I'm not being used. You know, it's like you talk to your animals. It's like you can also talk to your lamps and your rocks and things like this. And it's like, you know, they're kind of going, you're not using me. You're just sitting. It's like, I want to be used, you know, because when things are created, they want to be, you know, used for the purpose that they're created for. So help them find a home if that helps.
Oh, but that no, it makes sense. That's like wood likes to be rubbed.
Yeah.
Don't ignore it.
Yep. Exactly. There you go. Okay. Well, I hope that's helpful. And you know, if you want a different perspective, by all means, you know, call us back on a different day in a different space and time, and it's like talk to somebody else and get another view on that. So, but that's what we got for you today.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
You betcha. Thanks for calling in. All right. We got one more that hung on. It's like Dennis either logged out or got kicked out. It's like he was going to be next, but it's like we have 808. All righty, 808, and that's spinning around.
Hello.
I think we got you. There we go. Hello. How are you today?
Hi. Aloha. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Ku'ulelani, and my birthday is February 10th, 1985. And the last time I called, I didn't get it. I just got a card, and I got the twin flame card. So I was wondering if you could, like, elaborate or see or tell me something.
Elaborate on that, huh? Okay. All right. I'm going to have a – and what was your name? I'm sorry. It's like I didn't catch your name.
My name is Ku'ulelani.
Oh, Hawaiian.
Yeah, I'm Hawaiian, but I – like, I got blonde hair and green eyes, but I'm Hawaiian.
Hey, that works. I was born in Oahu, so I understand that, yeah.
Cool. Well, my mom is, you know, my dad is mixed. My dad is Russian and Hawaiian, and my mom is Haole, so kind of
wow.
Haole. They're like, go home, Haole. I'm like, I'm Hawaiian.
Right.
But it really was. Just 1/8, like my big toe. But, yes. I pulled the Russian.
Right.
I look Russian more than Hawaiian. But when I go to the mainland, they're like, are you Chinese? And I'm like, no, it's Polynesian. There's like a little, you know, we have like,
right.
Yeah, there's a little Asian in it at the end there. Explains the eyes.
Oh,
okay. But,
okay, so
I was
you
just
wondering. Had your birthday. 29. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Yeah. I got a specific question before you ask that.
Okay,
and thank you, Liz.
I'm sorry, but I forgot your question. Could you?
I said the last time I called in, they had to do a quick reading for everybody, and everybody got one card, and I got the twin flame card. So I'm wondering if you guys could pick up on anything like that, or is it coming into my life? Is it in my life? Like, why did I get
where
the twin
at?
Flame
what
card?
What are you doing? Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where am I at with my twin flame?
Right, well.
There we go.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see what Peg's got for you, and then when she's done, I'll look some stuff up here and see what you got happening this year.
Okay.
Go
well,
for it, Peg.
The card that I got was Divine Timing. And I'm getting the sense that you've put your intention out for this, and now it's just a matter of waiting for it to happen, you know, to keeping, like I've talked about before with other people, keeping positive with your vision and goal, and keep doing some work towards the goal that you have, and just, you know, knowing that it's going to happen because the universe does like us to kind of do some of the footwork and, you know, making, you know, going in that direction, you know, with, you know, our whole mind and heart and soul and, you know, what, you know, and then I'm hearing, you know, what can you do to maybe help it to go along too? You know, are there things you have to inquire about? Are there people that you may have to talk to? But in my life experience, I haven't found too many things to happen exactly when I wanted them to happen. It kind of happened at divine timing. But I've also found that you just have to make that choice, you know, and not to flip-flop. You know, just keep at it, I guess. And did you have any other questions?
No, that's it. Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys doing all the readings. I know that takes a lot of energy. And I got the, like, you know, you guys just, you know, get some R&R and much aloha from Hawaii. And thank you guys.
Don't
like
go away.
On.
I was going to say, don't
I just
go away.
Like,
I've got
he's coming. He has red hair and blue eyes. And he's college, so 5'11". Muscular build, you know.
I was just
going to
say,
you
know,
you're walking down the street, you know.
I'm going to say definitely call back in right on a Monday, because I don't know if you've ever had the, you know, had the, your Akashic records done. Now, Peg does those privately. You know, she doesn't do those on air. But Susan, another one of our readers, does actually do those, you know, like open live on air and that kind of stuff, so you can, you know, you can call back in and get those. But let me give you real quick here what I've got for your year, because you're just 29 this year, right? Is that, did I do my math good? Is
yes.
that right? Okay.
Yes, you did.
All righty. Where are you at? And Peg, thank you so much. Thank you for staying over time with us. I like, appreciate that.
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's see where you're at, and like I say, this will be an archive, so it's like I'm going to kind of just do this really kind of quick, so you just, you know, have your dates, have your cards, you know, that kind of stuff. It's nice that you just started your year, so that was awesome. You know, you just had your birthday, so yeah. I'm going to say happy because mine is actually February 7th, so.
Well, happy birthday to you, too.
But you're a two of spades person. You're two of spades, and you've got an eight of diamonds as your planetary ruler. Two of spades, you know, some of the stuff that you're here for, the twos all like, you know, like that partnership. It's about partnerships, about, you know, learning, doing things like that. And the two is actually called, the two of spades is actually called the friendship card, partnership, friendship. Now, twos are also known as fear cards, and it's a lot of times it's just fear of being alone. In that, you know, you're no exception. A lot of times, you know, you might find yourself going out of the way to keep, you know, stay in the company with others, and you can really, you know, you really feel it when people either hurt you or betray that friendship or trust. As a karma card, you've got a six of spades, which is one of the most potent of the karma cards, because that is like, you know, the karma card. And it tells us that a two of spades person has a more faded quality to your life than a lot of the other cards. The same card can cause your life sometimes to get in a rut from time to time. Now, my grandma always used to say, I view the grandma wisdom, you know, she always used to say, a rut is the grave with the infant. Don't leave it too long because somebody come along and throw flowers on you, okay? But, you know, it accounts for some of the challenges in your health. Positive health habits for you are essential, okay? You know, and I know you're young now, but I'm just going to say as you chronologically, you know, go along on this planet, just be really aware of your health, because, you know, what you eat today, what you put in your body today, you know, comes out, you know, tomorrow, you know, kind of thing. So it's like, yeah, you're setting yourself up for, God, country western song. God, these guys are hilarious with me today. If I'd have known I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself, okay? So, you kind of have that to look forward to, all right?
Yeah, it must be all that good weather over here, you know. Live a long life.
Exactly, okay, right. Oh, man. All right, so you've got two space location, and it's called the Uranus, and Uranus position of the spiritual spread. You've got
strong intuitional gifts yourself, but to access that, you need to develop a sincere interest in that spiritual side of things. And that's something that, you know, a lot of the spades, and I'll say I'm a spade card too, so I understand this, sometimes you neglect, you know, your spiritual side in favor of your strong work and career interests, okay? But take, you know, take time for God. Take time to pray, to meditate, you know, to put your feet on the in the sand and, you know, walk along the beach and all that kind of stuff, because that's, got to love it. It's like, you know, I want to go back to my little grass shack in Hawaii, is no kidding. It's like, yeah. You've got a strong logical mind with, you know, and that you can make a really good living. But the same logic does not help you in a lot of your personal relationships, because, you know, sometimes you can get so involved in, you know, work, you know, and actually the power of logic, that you kind of lose touch with your heart and with your feelings and the situations, you know, that are going to test you in that area. You know, it's like, yeah, okay. Sometimes you actually, you've got this kind of, like I'll say, a tug of war. It's like, you know, sometimes you avoid marriage or commitments and relationships. You know, and it's like, or else you'll draw in somebody who does that. You know, if you're not doing that yourself, it's like the mirror image thing. You're very congenial. You have a lot of success in social situations, but you've also got a three of hearts in Pluto, and it kind of speaks of some, you know, doubts and indecision, you know, romantically and in general, that can give you problems throughout your life, okay? Overall, you have an easier life path than a lot of the other cards. Don't allow yourself to get... it's really easy to be kicked back in the hammock with the lemonade, okay? don't go there. Sometimes you might marry into money. You know, there's that possibility out there for you, okay? A lot of you guys, you know, a lot of the two of spades people are destined for recognition or fame. You've got a second king, you've got a second karma card. It's the King of Clubs that tells us about your leadership abilities. And you know, that are found in you, and it's like, and it kind of comes easily and naturally, you know, when the opportunity arrives. It's like you'll find yourself kind of as a natural leader in some ways, and people kind of look to you and just kind of gravitate, and it's like, you know, lead the follow, you know, type of thing. When you come to spirituality, you can be very progressive, dynamic, instrumental in shaping the world into harmony and cooperation. That's part of that, you know, the age of cooperation, the age of Aquarius, you know. This is the darling of the age of Aquarius. Yeah. God, they give me the song.
That's something to do with,
like, anyway.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Oh, that's
no, right. Yeah. No, I see that because, okay, the universe gave me four kids, so that's not true. And the other part is I kind of have this whole, like, vision of what I want to do, because I've been a nurse's aide forever, like for 8 years, but I just got my BA on my BS in healthcare administration and long-term care. So
cool.
I've been working really hard, and, like, emotionally, like, if a relationship is, like, on a roller coaster, that person's not, like, vibrating at the same level, then I kind of just want to cut it off, because I can't handle everything that I'm doing. You know, I have a lot on my plate.
Right.
It's like, I don't want to give emotionally, I'd rather take off the stress.
Yeah, it's like, and I will say, you know, the people that come in with you, you know, it's like the short people that come in with you, you know, your children, they're here really for purposes. Like, you find if they're younger, because, I mean, I have a range in mind, okay? I've got a son that's turning 30 this year right now. He's still 29 year age, okay? And I've got, you know, 27, soon to be 28. Then I've got 24, is soon going to be 25 this month, actually. And then my last two survivors here are 14, and the other one will turn 12 this month.
Wow, you got me beat.
Insanity.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, that warm weather does something. Makes you fertile.
Well, I'm not right where I'm at right now. It's like, it ain't that green. It's like, I'm not ho-ho-ho. So, it's like, I wish I could go back to Hawaii. That's what my parents said, though. See, my mom and dad were like 40 and 41 when they had me. I'm like going, yeah, okay, they committed insanity. And
I know, right?
All that fun stuff. But I don't know what your age range of your children is, but, you know, but those souls have come in to be with you. It's like you've got things to teach them. So make sure that you're not so busy that you don't be a mom. It's like, are great, you know, because you're the type of parents that's like, yeah, it's Thanksgiving, man. We're having cold pizza for breakfast, and they're going, yeah. My children were just so happy to see anything on the table. They were just like, all right, you know, we got food, man. We don't care.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the reason why I work so hard to spend the time with them. But, and that's another reason why I got to leave Hawaii, because it's too expensive here to live here with four kids. I don't want to work as hard as I have to in order to support them. I kind of want to, like, live, like, you know, like normal.
Right. Yeah, I understand. I do. It's like, yes, that's a free spirit Aquarius thing.
People are like, why do you want to leave? I'm like, once you get here, you're going to want to leave too, okay? Once you pay $8 for milk, yeah, you're going to want to go.
Well,
thank you, guys.
And
I appreciate it.
Can you hide a milk goat in your yard? You know, put up a 6-foot fence and go, here, Rover. You know, it's like, yeah, our dog barks funny. Because like I said, you got to worry if you got a postage stamp of grass, or you got enough to support a goat and you know, milk your own. It's like, you know, turn around, sell some of that milk for, you know, for $8 a gallon. But you got your own in it. Yeah, no, totally ran in there. Anyway, more of your stuff here going on. But yeah, so in your, let's see, did I give you all the time frames yet? You know, because your Venus time frame, like I say, that's what you're just in as of yesterday. You just got out of your Mercury time frame this year. You're into Venus, which started yesterday. You've got a four of clubs, you've got a four of hearts, and this is what I'm going to rattle off really quick, and then we'll go back and get this in archives. Mars time begins May 25th. You've got a jack of diamonds and a two of diamonds. Jupiter begins July 16th. You have a queen of diamonds and a four of diamonds. The Saturn time frame begins September 6th. You've got a five of clubs and a jack of clubs. I was going to say, if you're actually thinking about leaving, it's like five is that restless energy. It's like you might find yourself, you know, possibly thinking about, if it's not going to be this year, then, you know, it might be another year. The Uranian time frame, October 28th, and you have an eight of spades and a king of diamonds. And then last of all, but not least, you have Neptune begins December 19th, and you have a nine of spades. For your long-range card this year, you've got a four of diamonds, which really talks about, you know, you want to be financially stable. It's like, it's really, you know, but you're also being solidified in your values as to what's really important. You've got a lot coming up. You really set yourself a challenge this year, because your Pluto card, which is, you know, your challenge card for the year, and then as a result card, you know, it's like they're read as a pair. Your challenge is the Ace of Spades, which is, you know, in some decks, you know, typically it's used, you know, it's a death card, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, no, not in that sense. In your case, it's the Phoenix rising. It's like, this is going to be a huge transition.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing.
Yes. I agree. Right. Absolutely. You know, so you're going to have some major, massive transitions, you know, some things. It's like, you know, you're literally going to, like, you know, burn up in the fires of whatever, and it's like, you know, become that ash pile, but you're going to rise again with the bright feathers, whatever. So you are having, you know, you're going to have some massive transformations this year, and that's what your challenge is, okay? The result card is the King of Spades, which is, this is, you know, talks about the person who is the captain of their own ship. It's like, man, not only are you the captain of their own ship, you know every board in that boat, because you built that sucker from scratch, and now you're going to sail it, okay? You know, but that's what your result is. It's like being the captain of your own destiny, and it's like really, you know, putting your sailing ship where you want to be. And it's like, and it's, you know, sailing away and doing, you know, doing what you're going to do with your life. And it's like,
wow,
right, on the surfboard ride. It's like, not only are you riding the surfboard on the wave, you have got four people with you on the surfboard, and they're all strapped on, hanging on for the ride. Okay?
Yeah. Hanging in.
It's a magic carpet right there. Your environment card. It's like you've got four of clubs. It's like you really want to be solid in what you're doing, but the clubs are the scholars of the deck. So it's like really talks about, you know, you might find yourself studying something, you know, something new, something something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. Come on, guys. Good God. Anyway, you might find yourself studying something new. But, well, that's where that came from. Okay, but you've got the four of hearts. And the displacement card, which is one of the lesser marriage cards. It's like, you know, the Queen of Hearts and the Four of Hearts all talk about, you know, are kind of like, you know, marriage-oriented. So I understand where you're at with the relationship. It's going, okay, so you've got this on your mind. Just looking to see if that infamous Queen of Hearts is there this year. We're going to go back to her and say, okay, so what you got? Yeah, okay. And where you're at, yeah, you're in Venus, which is like, you know, it's your left time, and you've got a Four of Hearts in the Venus time. So yeah, so you're really looking at it's the love time, the love boat sailing. So that's partly why, you know, you're thinking about this, but you've also got a four a four of clubs and a four of hearts. Again, that's repeated in your Venus time. So it's really wanting stability, you know, like with what you know. It's wanting stability with what, you know, you're going to want and need for a job. But it's also wanting stability of the heart. And it's like, and you do, you've got, and unless you've got your four little hearts around you. So it's really wanting the right thing for those people because, you know, don't, and I will say, don't just settle for any, you know, Tom, Dick, or Harry come along, because it's really important that they have a positive role model in their life. One of the ways, you know, the biggest disservice that people do to their children is children tend to emulate in their own relationships what they see the parents doing. So it's like, you want to find somebody who just, like, you know, loves you with all his heart and, you know, just, you know, I hate to say worships the ground you walk on, you know, something like that, but it's like somebody who respects you, somebody who defends you, somebody who really, you know, has open-hearted love for you, which is, you know, probably what we're talking about, the twin flame relationship. And if you didn't have that, it's like, it's, you know, and that's possibly, you know, coming in. It's like, and I don't know about, you know, time frames on that. I'd say have Susan do the Akashic Records thing, or, you know, Bonnie do some work in there. But, yeah, you know, you get into that, and that will be one of the most healing things for your children, because when you have, you know, when there's love between the parents, the children go, wow, that's what's like, cherish is the word. That sounds like a cherish word that you used to describe. But when your children see, you know, the way he cherishes you or you cherish him, it's like the girls then look for, you know, a boy that is going to cherish them and treat them as good as, you know, he treated mom. And it's like the boys are going to look for, wow, you know, that's how you be a man. You're a man from your heart, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's really setting up those good role models for your children. And it's probably why when my husband died, I never ever got remarried. So I single parented a long time. But that was, I'm a five of spades. It's a whole different energy. It's like I'm the gypsy in the wagon going, nope, I'm good. I'm good being single. I like
it. Yeah, I feel you, girl. But I feel you. I have to pull that card. I was thinking, I'm like, whoa, twin flame card came up for me. Of course, I shouldn't give up hope, right?
You know, and you know, it's like I say, so, you know, this the four of hearts is in your reading, you know, like twice. It's like I'm kind of just, you know, scanning a little bit forward here. Things are going to change, you know. It's like, you know, get through this year first, but, you know, you've actually got a lot of things with diamonds. It's like, you know, with your Mars time, with your Jupiter time, you've got, you know, that Jack of Diamonds, the Two of Diamonds in Mars, which is like, you know, dealing with men, something like, you know, in that, it's like there's going to be with values, but there's going to be partnership into that finances. The same with Jupiter. Now, you've got two, I'll just say, kick butt cards in your Jupiter. It's like you've got that Queen of Diamonds. The caution is, don't overspend when the Queen shows up, but it is about self-mastery of finances, and that Four of Diamonds is wanting to be really stable. And it's like there's a lot of blessings. Your Jupiter time is that blessing time of the year, which is like, that's like in July. There's what's called the lesser, you know, watercolor wash over the whole, you know, year. So it's like when you get the cards, it's like to a lesser degree, you know, you'll feel that energy for the whole year, but it's more intense in the time frame that it's, you know, that it's there. And, it, you know, like I say, if you're thinking about a move, that Saturn time frame might be the move. It might be, you know, it's in clubs, so it's like it might be a move for schooling. It might be a move. There's a lot of creative there, too. You've got that Jack of Clubs. You know, somehow karmically tied up, you know, with things there, but it's like it's really restless energy. So, you, like I say, if you're going to move, you might find yourself moving under that Saturn energy with that Five of Clubs, that restlessness. The Uranian time frame, wow, that's going to be a breath of fresh air after Saturn's. But you've got an Eight of Spades and a King of Diamonds. The King of Diamonds is the businessman's card. That Eight of Spades is the power really to do, you know, just about any doggone thing you want. And it's like that, you know, and really be successful at. So if you're thinking about, you know, if ever there was a time you were thinking about being an entrepreneur or, you know, doing stuff for yourself or being a business for yourself, that would be the time to do it. And Uranus is very unexpected, okay? And Uranus rules Aquarius. So it's like, this is, that's going to be a rock and roll time for you. Now, that's not going to happen until around October. That's going to be like October, looks like I got 28 there, something like that. Then the Neptune time. Now, there is a really interesting one there. You've got a Nine of Spades. Nine of Spades can be really similar to the Ace of Spades. So you're going to have some huge transitions there in that Neptune time frame. just, you know, it's like that, you know, the dreamy planet. It's like, you know, it's your hopes and goals and dreams. Just make sure you don't have on the rose-colored glasses. It makes it a nightmare when you take them off, okay? But somehow there's going to be a completion there, okay? You're going to have a completion, and it's like, and it's got to do, you know, it does. It has to do with this whole, you know, your transformation and, you know, the Phoenix rising and really being, you know, being the captain of your ship. So it's like this is what your whole year is kind of, you know, is going for you. So it's like, you know, you got some, you know, good, really good cards, and, you know, and you've got the free will to do, you know, what you want to do with that. So it's like, you know, I'm going, wow, you're going to have a good year no matter what you do. There might be a pothole or two in the road, but, you know, it's like, just make sure you steer around the pothole and don't get a flat tire. You know, and go, man, I got to fix my tire, you know.
Okay. Yeah, no, there's a lot of clearing you got to do, but I have, like, this community weave project that I got in my head that's, like, it has, like, so much Aloha spirit, and it's going to change the way they do things. But it's just got to be written out. And then I got to get a hold of different people to, like, you know, formulate the grant and then get the money and then contract on the right people to get involved and bring it back to more of, like, what the root word of nurse is. It means to nurture, and people are forgetting that. And they're, like, over-drugging and not touching people, and they're looking like polio victims because nobody even touches them. So I want to incorporate some techniques that I learned. There's, like, some Hawaiian techniques, like, and there's some, like, really good, like, Lomi specialists that have, like, pretty much cured people from, like, having stroke, like, with their tongues, like, stretch out the muscles, help them walk and regain, like, wake up the nerves in their arms, and, like, stimulate people through music and food and touch and, like, instead of all the other stuff. So I got to do that, but I also want to make, like, feasible because, you know, like, I have to incorporate my own experience into it, but it requires a lot of thinking and breaking it down and actually getting it from the head to the paper. And I'm always, like, stuck in that transition where I'm like, well, I got all these great ideas, but
you know,
I'm going to go back to reality.
You know what's actually going to help? What will actually help you, because, you know, I'll say with the Uranian energy, it's like it's hard for us to write as fast or type as fast as we think. I'm going to recommend actually, you know, go to your local Walmart or whatever there. They've got those little bitty, I mean, they're about 3 or 4 inches long. They're a digital recorder. It's like when you have ideas, click that baby on and talk and just go blah, blah, you know, it's like blah, 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 blah. You might sound like a New York auctioneer, but it's like talk your ideas out, get it down somewhere, and then go back and transcribe it. It's like, but
yeah, I think that's
going to
be easier for me. Yeah. Right on.
You know,
thank you. You guys take care.
Like, yeah. Alrighty. And
right
I will say, if you haven't had Reiki, you know, or some form of healing like that, it's like definitely check that out, because I remember, I mean, that's what led me to Reiki was, you know, the therapeutic touch techniques is like as was taught by a nurse, and then it led me to, you know, different kinds of massage, and then it eventually led me to Reiki, which is an energetic, you know, healing form, and then actually to art, which is ancient rainbow complete or conscious healing, which Lori Grant went over to Hawaii and lived there like for, I don't know, a couple, three years and taught from over there because she experienced the healing on the rocks out on the beach, you know what I'm talking about? I mean, they have them fenced off now, I think. But she, you know, at the time, it's like she sat in that rock circle and she had this amazing meditation, you know, whatever. But, like, look at some alternate forms of healing, because I know there's one of the hospitals over there where they actually have, you know, that wing. It's like they've got the, quote, you know, allopathic wing, and they've got the whole, like, you know, Reiki alternative healing wing. So it's like I'm not sure which island it's on, but it's like, yeah, it's like that is an awesome.
They got them in that they do that, and they do, like, hands-on healing too. But
right, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Alrighty.
Well, let's tap into that 1/8 Hawaiian and try to get that going and hopefully get a grant money in and then, you know, see how it goes. Wish me luck, guys.
Bye.
I'll let you know.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye.
Alrighty. Eha. Okay, Peg. We have a wrap. It's like, you want to say anything else today?
I don't think I can say a word. I did an angel circle before the show, so it's like I can't say a word right now. But I did.
I'm going to have a cup of tea.
Right. But I did want to ask one question. Bonnie's going to be changing the show.
She's getting a lot of requests. You know, it's like, I mean, she's you know, it's the old, you know, build it, and they will come type of thing. So what she's actually thinking about is, you know, because she's kind of bearing in mind, you know, that you've got this move come up, and I think you had said, you know, you were thinking about maybe just like, you know, like every other Friday or something like that. So we're kind of trying to factor in some things, you know, for you also. So yeah, I'm not sure. It's like, oh, you know, I will let you know. It's like, yeah, we kind of had a little apparently a little mess up. I thought Amy knew she was on today, and apparently she didn't. So
hey.
we've had the show set for a while. So I'm like, okay, well, we'll just fly with this. It's okay. it's
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
but
whatever.
Anyway.
You know, but
yeah.
If she doesn't want me on anymore, that's fine. You
know. She wants you on. Don't go there with that. Don't you dare do that.
See how we do that?
Yeah. It's like
next week might be a good week not to do it because
You're looking at having to pack and stuff, aren't you? It's like I was gonna say you're you know it's like because I'm thinking it's like yeah, if you have things to pack, give away, and that kind of stuff. I mean, it took me like when we started moving, and I didn't think I had that much stuff to move. It took us a good solid like 40 days. It was like it took us like a month and 10 days to totally get from point A to point B.
Well, we do have movers. So they're moving us.
Okay.
But, you know, like I have to, like I was explaining how I was doing it, I have to, you know, I have to clear out what I don't want and what I do want, and my husband
right.
has to do the same. And he's
right.
slower about things like that because he doesn't like to put little boys in their toys.
Yeah, I was gonna say one of these days. Like, I can't remember what if I've ever asked your husband's birthday or not. But it's like, well, one of these times I want to take a look at him.
Oh, he's a Gemini. He's a typical one.
Oh, goodness,
you know?
He's a Gemini.
One tweet is like, oh, what happened? You know, it's like, you know, it's
right.
like he.
I have a Gemini son. I understand this. There's four people in there.
Yeah.
what's his day? Is he a June? Is he a June Gemini or is he a May Gemini?
He's. Right at the, he's practically at the end of May, May 30th.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let's see. So he is, I don't know, I'm going to be nosy just for the heck of it here. I just want to see what he is. May 30th. See, he's the Two of Clubs. Okay, he's a Two of Clubs and a King of Clubs. So it's like his is like, you know, the conversation card or the argumentative card. It's like, yeah. A lot of communication in that man's life with that kind of a card. So you get the conversation card and you give that to a Gemini, it's like you got somebody who, it's like they might take a breath, you know, every 15 minutes while they talk.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, sometimes that's Gemini, I will say, having assisted my older son, who, like I said, who's going to be 30 this year, assisted him in some of his moving situations, yeah. The reason they got moved, the reason he got moved is because I went and packed for him and moved him.
Oh, my God.
Because he came, it's like, we tried 2 days to help him, and it's like, he was just frustrated by the thing. I was just frustrated. Finally, I went, okay, what do you want to do? And he's like, well, you know, because he shuffled it from one pile to another pile. And it's like going, okay, what do you, you know, it's like, dude, you're wasting time. It's like, you know, handle something once, put it in a box, put it in a bag, label it, let's go with this. You know, but he was just like shuffling stuff around like people shuffle cards around. They're going, oh, man, come on.
Nope.
And it's different when it's your husband because you can't really tell him to do that.
No. It's
but sometimes you can often say, honey. Would you like me to help you? It's like, you know, I can just, you know, box the stuff. It's like, we'll put a label on it so there's everything in the box so you know where to find it. Or we can get those clear plastic tubs. Clear plastic tubs are wonderful because you can see everything in them pretty much.
Exactly.
You move them.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I don't envy your task.
My
condolences.
Yeah.
Oh, golly.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
That's all I say.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's know what happens.
Already?
Yeah,
I will. Absolutely.
You know, I can probably do
up, you know, I can probably do like the week after, and then that's like Easter, and then the
right,
next
right, yeah.
Then the next week, well, we're moving May 1st, so I don't
right.
have to count.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can probably do it, you know, up to the week before, the 26th, I think. You know, I could probably
right.
do what,
okay.
25th, I could probably do that.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure about the last week. Maybe I might say no for the last week because...
I was going to say, that's a lot of prep work. Yeah, absolutely.
Next,
like I said, it's like,
no.
I'm serious when I say I might laugh, Peg, but I'm going, my condolences, truly. I'm like, I don't envy your situation at all. It's like, been through it way too many times. And it's like, oh, my God, Free. It's like, you know, and sometimes you get in the middle of that and you just go, I feel stuck. I feel like I am a truck in the middle of a mud hole, man. And it's like I'm spinning my wheels, and all I'm doing is I'm burying myself up to, you know, up to my axles in mud.
Yeah.
It's like I need a tow truck to pull me out, please.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, he's got a lot of books, you know, and they're just here and there.
Right.
We do book cases too, but yeah,
right.
they're not
yeah.
cases.
Gemini loves books. Yeah, they do, and especially with what he does, yeah. You know, and the nice thing about that, I'm going to say what we had to do because my moving crew was my two, okay? So, you know, they're where they're at now. They're 1411.
Oh,
so
wow.
We had to do smaller boxes. You know, it's like smaller boxes because I had, you know, I had books to shuffle too. It's like, yeah, and books, it doesn't take many books to make a box really heavy.
Oh, I know.
You know, and when you're talking smaller people, it's like, yeah. So we just had a lot of little boxes, and it's like, yeah, I mean, a lot of the stuff literally we threw in the back of the car. You know, we have this little station wagon. We just threw, you know, we just take small boxes, you know, throw them all in the back of the car, you know, buzz over, you know, buzz down the whatever. It's like, it's what I call the 1001 Arabian Nights nightmare move. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how many times we went back and forth between the two places doing that, but
I know.
We eventually got it all there.
Well, that's cool. I'm hoping that my movers take mostly everything, you know, and I'm going
right.
to try to take a few days ahead of time because we're going to go, like, that Monday, so about 4 days before. So
right.
I can take over during the day, you know, and we can do it at night, too. But,
right. Yeah,
yeah, I mean,
like I said, prayers in for you there. We'll put some prayers that the moving angels come for you.
Definitely. Well, Jophiel, you know, lots of Jophiel angels.
Yeah.
Who,
right.
you know, and lots of calmness for my husband. Because
yep,
he doesn't like
absolutely.
To tell him what to do. So it's like, well, I'm going to
right.
anyways.
All righty. Well, they're gonna end up blogging us off here pretty soon. So anyway, but well, thank you for today. And yeah, I definitely when I have a handle of what's going on, it's like you know, I'll get back with you either on, you know, Facebook or give you a call somewhere and say we'll figure out the rest of the month and what we're juggling around, because yeah, we suddenly, you know, we're like, oh, we've got, you know, this person, this person, this person, this person, and it's like, and where in the world are we gonna fit them in? So,
yeah, yeah,
like yeah, you know. So we're
are there more people gonna be added? Is that what you think? Are you adding more
yeah.
people to? Oh wow!
Yeah, that's yeah. Bonnie's adding. She's adding more people. And it's like, and seeing right now we don't have a Saturday or Sunday show, but it's getting to the point where she's thinking about opening the weekends too. So, yeah, it's growing. It is, you know, it's like it's the build it and they will come, and that's what's happening. So yeah, we're, you know, but you know, we want to make sure that we, you know, we have our steady 80 regular, you know, people and whatever. So, you know, it's like we're not bumping you guys out in any way, shape or form. We want to make sure that, you know, you have a spot. So, but I'm thinking that that's where we got messed up a little bit. I'm thinking Amy thought it was every other week. So it's like, I think that's what happened today. So anyway, we'll get with everybody and go, okay, let's figure out what
yeah,
day we're doing.
You know,
so that way you guys know too, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that sounds
Alrighty.
Good. And just let me know. And
absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to do next Friday.
Right,
But I could probably
yeah, I was gonna
do.
Say, you got a lot to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I, you know, I need to take time out too, so, but.
Right.
So, you know.
Exactly.
So just, you know, I can wait till June too, so.
Okay.
It, you know, it doesn't, because I'm actually, it might be better to wait till June
because I'm doing an angel circle at SOC from 11 to 1. Bad timing. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
from one to the other, and I'm just doing it for the month of June at that time. I may, unless I move the time, I may move it to another day. Maybe Thursday might be better. Because it's just too much, I can't. I talking for 4 hours. Whoa. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was 5:30 this morning.
So yeah. Already.
So, okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay. You bet. Bye. Thank you, and we will see you again. Bye. All right, and what I will put a plug in for is check us out on Facebook. There's Bonnie Mosenter Albers, and she's on Facebook. I have a group on Facebook called Spiritual Learning Connection. And, you'll find all kinds of different type of postings in there. It's like, you know, you find our shows in there. You'll find, several different shows in there, actually. You'll find things on our health. You'll find things on our mental functioning. You'll find things, that relate to whatever because, we are spirits having a human experience. So it's like we try to keep it positive, light, and informative. So check us out on Facebook there. And, get a hold of Peg. She's Angelic Whisper. She's on Facebook also. She does private readings. She does do the Akashic record readings, but she does not do those on air like Susan does. Susan does those on air, but Peg does the Akashic records, but she just does them privately. All right. Anything else? Bonnie and Susan on Monday and Tuesday next week, I'm thinking. And Ron and I will be on Wednesday. Thursday, we have Laura Perrett. And we're going to see what Friday brings. So we're not sure yet, but I know we're having some new people come in and new guests, and it's like she might actually double up and have some of those extra guests on Monday and Tuesday with them. We're not sure, so tune in next week, same bat time, same bat station, and check us out here 347-838-8864. Nice thing about it, Blog Talk will usually tell you, your show is scheduled at, blah, 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 how many hours. So if in doubt, give a call because we have been having computer issues. So, yeah, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, have an awesome weekend, and we'll see you guys back here again on Monday.